Blog Talk Radio.
If I gave you my love, I tell you what I'd do. Things I could say about you, girl. I could say that I happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong.
someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about how she can make it right, yeah. Yeah, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh baby, love and happiness. Love and happiness.
Another Wednesday, man. Got a couple shows coming up. Got Winter Blast at XRP November 5th and 6th. And then we got Hell at the Dell on November 13th. If got Lorenzo, K-Dog on, y'all press the one button. Let everybody know what y'all got coming up. And if we got anybody else with any upcoming events or announcements they want to make, man, y'all press the one button. Nobody want to press the one button today, huh? Uh-uh-uh. There we go. Come on over there, Mr. Rogers.
What's his name not on? I was going to let him go first since his race before mine.
I was just letting you know I was here.
Oh, you didn't see him on there?
Yeah, nah, he not on here. Nah, I didn't see him.
Oh. Oh, okay. Yeah, November 13th, Evendale Raceway, we got Hell at Dale number 7. Yeah, Evendale, Texas. Evendale Raceway, Evendale, Texas, November 13th. We got four different shootout classes, well, index shootout, whatever you want to call it. We got the 580, 7-0. We got a charge hit list, which is going to have like a 490 cap on it. And we got the Gang Zone 28, which is basically a 28 door car. That's basically the rules. You know, you get in there, get in where you fit. We're paying $10,000, $300 to enter, $10,000 to win. And we got, I don't count how many, we got like about 7 or 8 grudge races, confirmed grudge races. And I was trying to get them all locked in right here, JP, but you hit me too fast.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
We're going to get them together, man. We got the Troy's hit list, $200 interest fee. With $1,500 plus on top, from what I was understanding, maybe more than 15. So
yeah,
we're gonna say
$1,500
bet on top. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, which is basically just a 490 cap deal, kind of like the H Town hitters and Cub Fest and all that type of stuff. So that should bring a nice little crowd of people. We got the OG bike class. Basically just
We got that four-car shootout, too, with Potts. I mean to cut you off, but I'm just as it's coming to me. We got Potts, Lil Ben Armstrong Jr., Troy, and goddamn, who's the other one? Take this. Lil Ben, Troy,
is it Roy?
Potts. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Roy's
not Roy.
Quick,
with the blue Mustang. Quick with the blue Mustang.
Yeah.
Yeah, we call it the Big D shootout. Yeah, it's gonna be a good one. The Big D shootout. Mm-hmm.
Which Troy and Ben locked in the first round of that shootout.
Yeah, they locked in for the first round. That's where the actual grudge races, but they decided to do it in the shootout. They locked in first round, Ben and Troy. And we got Mo Jeezy and the guy Matthew Stelly from Louisiana. Both of the guys from Louisiana, they locked in the run. And we got Scrappy going in the battle with two cars. Scrappy going in the battle with Rock Crusher, which is a race for time a couple of weeks ago, and it didn't. So we just postponed it to Hell is Dale. That's going down. Then we got Scrappy and Silver Dollar SD. You know, that race was supposed to happen a year or so. So that's going to be a highly anticipated good action there. And we got the Battle of Port Arthur, King of Port Arthur deal. We got Eric Miller and Morris Johnson with Blue Magic versus, he called it the Black Bat 2. That's a grudge race more that's going to happen also after the shootout. And we got Tink going in the battle with two people. Tink going in the battle with Joy. Tink got a little Mustang, and Joy got the yellow 69 Firebird. They locked in, and then Tink is going to run Wayne, which we call him Wayne. He's from Beaumont. He got a little S10 called Cookies and Cream. They locked in to get it together, get in there, get them up too. And today,
is it Cookies and Cream or Peaches and Cream?
Peaches and Cream. I said it. I messed it up again. Peaches and Cream. Peaches and Cream. Y'all messed it up on Facebook. And we got a shot where he locked in with OG Al. You know, they locked the whole party in deal. They running over there, they grudge race. And then Shower also locked in today with Ron Allison with the little Nova. I think 69, 70 model Nova. They locked him in today, too. And what I'm missing, JP, on these locked in grudge races? That's about 7, that's 6, 7.
I think about covering them all I can think of. We got the folk car, big tie shootout. Is that still going on?
Yeah, we got a big tie shootout, local joker. We call it local joker / big tie shootout. It's like four, you know, like guys that's local to Evendale with big time, giving them a little, you know, a little action, a little something to do. And got them going. And we got a potential grudge race inside the Gangsters on 28th, but it's not confirmed, so I'm not going to just say what it is just yet. You know, but we got that going, too. You know, one person got to accept the first round call out, and it's going to go down, you know. But, I mean, other than that, you know, we're going to have some fun. It's going to be nice out there. Testing, tuning, as always, going to be limited. I mean, not going to lie, get there early, get your little shakes in, because once we start those shootouts, you know, our shootouts is going to be first priority, then our grudge raises after that. So you're going to have a small window to test and tune. They're going to have a test on Friday over there, so somebody want to, you know, if they haven't been to the track before, they need to get over there and see what the track is about, and they probably need to go over there Friday. You know, get some hits in and figure out what your car like and what it don't like. Because Saturday, it's going to be limited. You know, I'm not going to even sit up here and act like, yeah, come on with test and tune, because it's going to be a little hard to test and tune, especially all night. You know, during early during the day, you might get it in between a few of the 5-8 or 7-0 rounds. But after we start the games on 28th and them grudge races, and the hit list deal, we rocking and rolling all night. And this is a radio prep event. So, you know, guys with them slicks, just be aware. It's going to be radio prep, so.
Yes, sir.
Like
that OG
motorcycle deal. But that's about all I got so far. Something else pop up, I'll cut in. But that's all I got on that. And you got any questions, Troy or either Chris Dreger?
But, man, for you, when you get that grudge race confirmed and the Gangsters on 28th, don't put it out there just yet. We're gonna see it. No, I'm just saying we're gonna see if we can get somebody to guess it, and if they guess it right before you put it out there, then maybe we can give them a free ticket into the goddamn show. How about that?
That'll work. Shit, I ain't got no problem with it. Oh, and let me give my sponsors a shout out too, man. You know, while we got a little time,
yes.
if that's okay, sir.
Come on with it. Come on.
We got Gilbo's Towing, he's over there in Orange, Texas. You know, go holler at him for all your towing needs. His number is 866-0069. Chad Gilbo, good buddy of mine. We got Alton's Automotive, which is Mr. Pat Laird. He's in Beaumont over there off of MLK. His number is 839-835-5378. And we got Tate Performance. Tate Performance, I want to say he's in Needham, but he has a 702 number. It's 702-481-0145. He does like those restoration jobs on those cars and like light performance. He does those high end cars. So give him a call if you need it. We got Fluid Industries, which is a powder coating company in Beaumont. Go check them out. You need some powder coating done. Their number is 409-212-9730. And I got a few of them, if you're so bad with me. We got Duhon Performance I think he's in Suffolk, Louisiana. It's LJ Duhon. It's 337-401-7750. And we got Flacco Performance and Tuning. It's number 713-240-2047 in Pasadena, Texas. And Gumby's. Gumby's Performer. What's Gumby's? Goddamn. What is his number? What is his thing? Hold up, JP. B-Lab, which is Gumby. He's in Sour Lake. His number is 409-998-0817. And we got Troy Jackson, Demand Audio. He's a sponsor also. His number is 832-206-5400. You know, you do all the cameras, the security cameras, and your wireless entertainment centers and everything he does out there, and your alarms and all that stuff. And we got David. David's got a new deal. Let me find it. I'm looking for 1 second. That'd be the last one, JP, then you can go with the show. Oh, it's hold up. Wait a minute. It's Down South Equipment Sales, and it's at 1139 Sheffield Drive in Houston, Texas. The number is 918-850-7419. That's David Butcher, the guy who, you know, everybody know him, the guy who owns Toxic, Big Davis. Go check him out. You know, he's selling a lot of heavy equipment and, you know, big trucks and all that. Go check them out. That's, you know, he'll fix you up if he could. But, yeah, that's all our sponsors that I have for now, JP. And if I missed anybody, I apologize. If they're listening, I'll get to you on the next one.
Yes, sir. Hell at the Dell, man. November 13th. Make sure y'all be there and check it out, man. I guess as we get closer, we'll know for sure what time the gate's going to open.
Yeah.
And the track going to go hot. But
that's
again,
right.
Like I say, man, test the tune going to be limited. If y'all want to test, get there Friday. If not, be there when the track go hot. I'm sure you'll have time to make you a couple shakedowns when the track go hot. You just need to shake down. But after everything gets started, man, it's gonna be action time then. It's gonna be
action. Oh, I forgot Chino giving Lil Larry the back tie. That's another one of the first races there. One of the first locked in races.
No, giving Lil Larry the back tie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but now I get that and most likely it's gonna start early. You know, where the weather's changing now, we're gonna start early. So I suggest y'all get there early and get ready, cause you know, we're gonna roll into it. I don't want nobody going there, head racing all into the night with dew on the track, or get too cold to run. You know, cause got a lot of action. So I would suggest y'all get there early. Okay, now I'm officially done now, JP. Go ahead.
You're officially done now?
I'm officially done.
And for my Dallas folks, I don't see Lorenzo on here, but then we got, like I said, got Winter Blast, November 5th and 6th. Man, if y'all ain't doing nothing, go check Lorenzo them out at XRP. I think they got a little last man standing and some other shootouts going on over there. I don't have a flyer in front of me. But, yeah, other than that, man, let me see, man, where's my topic people at there? Yeah. Supposedly had topics. And guess where they at, K-Dow?
Nowhere to be found. Isn't that just early?
Nowhere to be found, boy.
You always got to have a backup plan.
Boy, I tell you, man. Yep. I mean, either one of them. God dog, we'll see what King be at. He ain't on here either. I ain't got neither one of them on here. Yes, sir, yeah. Man. But definitely look forward to it, man. I think it's going to be a good deal. And I think this weekend they got Redemption going on at the Motorplex this weekend. Got some pretty good payouts over there at Texas Motorplex. I'm sure a lot of people gonna be there.
Not to cut you out, but when you get a minute after you get started, you might want to get Kelsey on the phone because the guys with the red love truck, they kind of ready to lock in.
They ready to lock in, okay? Mm-hmm. Shit, hold on. Let me get Kelsey on now then. Get him fucked up. All about getting somebody fucked up. Somebody gonna get fucked up. Something, shit. Hold on, man. Let's see. 713-3219. Goddamn, Kelsey on here tonight. What's up, Kelsey?
Hey, brother. How y'all doing?
What's going on, Kelsey?
Oh, man.
Ain't nothing. Hey, I'm trying to make sure I got the right truck. Give me 1 second, fella. Give me 1 second.
All right.
Lil Larry, I'm coming to you, man. Hold on.
Oh, you found him?
Yeah, he just pressed
one. Go ahead
and
go to him, JP. I'm going to be a quick second. JP, go to him real quick. I'm trying to mute my phone, y'all.
Come on, little Larry.
Damn, dog, what the hell?
Larry,
everything on slick shit.
Man, I didn't open my mouth, man. Go ahead with all that, sir. I didn't open my mouth.
Man, I'm gonna let y'all finish. Then we can get. I get it on. I'm gonna chill and be still for right now. Yeah, what's up, man? And I'm gonna bake you a cake tonight.
No, I like sweets now. It's my problem. I like sweets.
And shit, that's the only way. That's the only way to have it.
Okay.
Yeah,
you don't see. We wait no Kelsey to come back before we get in there. We ain't gonna break. Well, we'll break in and set up a grudge race if we got to. But you know, not the killer point. I'm gonna talk about Kelsey. Oh, I don't know.
Oh man.
Yeah, King just.
All right, don't talk
one,
about
but,
me yet.
No.
I'm still on the phone. I'm just on another line. Don't talk about me.
No, I wanted you to hear me.
Hold
I'm gonna talk about it. Now he called me Monday, JP, right?
Hold on, don't start yet.
I'm
still on hold for a second. Go ahead and tell
him
what you want to tell him.
Yeah.
I'll be back.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
do that.
Oh, I'm going to do that. He called me Monday. Hey, what's up, man? You know, it's my new number. Woo, 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 this and that. And I said, what's up, Kevin? What's happening, man? Yeah, man, you know, I got to talk with the guys, and, you know, he's trying to see that red truck talking about, you know, the yellow Mustang and woo, woo, woo. Yeah, get them boys on, you know, get them together. Tell them, we want to look at them at your race. You know, we got everything together and woo, woo, right? So I'm like, I call LC yesterday, right, JP? JP, I said, LC, Kelsey, I'm trying to see y'all, you know, I thought it was Sunday, but he said, no, they won't do that race. I said, well, yeah, they trying to see y'all, man, you know, I'm just the messenger, woo, woo, woo. So LC like, well, yeah, you know, we don't have no problem with that, we'll get that on and get it together, right? So tonight, I called myself the guy with the red love. He called me the guy Charles. He called me today. So he said, man, go ahead and set it up, man. We ready to, you know, do what we got to do. So now I call myself bringing it to the show, making a grandstand, and this man tell me, hold up, he got to check the truck.
Oh, man.
Oh, did he call me? But he called me Monday, JP. He called me Monday.
You been ready, huh? You been ready.
Man, that's what I'm saying. He called me. I tell you, man. I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying.
Hey, K-Dog, don't start no shit. Big head motherfucker. You know what's going on. Goddamn. You know I don't run that man car. Big head motherfucker. You get on this radio show with this shit. Hold on. I got one more minute, nigga. And I'm going to lock their ass here. Get him on the phone. Goddamn. Get him on the phone, JP.
Let me see.
So we can lock in. I got
phone. Hold up.
Yeah, go ahead and get him on the phone.
I'm
on the other line real quick.
Okay.
Yeah,
let me get him on the phone.
So we can lock in.
Let me get him on
the phone. I'm listening, but I'm on another line, so keep talking. I'm good.
On the phone. King!
Hey!
Well, you got a lot of background noise over there. You still working?
What kind of noise you hear?
I don't know. It's kind of loud over there. A bunch of background noise. Like you're still pounding the ground.
Oh, yeah. I am outside, though. What's going down? I'm going to mute
until
y'all need me, but
uh-oh,
I'm here.
Hey,
here for
JP.
It.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, yeah.
I got old Mr. Charles on the one that was looking for, you know, that with the red truck that Kelsey said he was looking for. He on the phone, so, you know, whatever you got to, whatever Kelsey
I'm
got
still
to say,
looking for him. Yeah, I'm right here listening. He on the phone.
Okay.
I'm right here with you.
Okay.
How you doing,
yeah,
Mr. Charles? I don't know you, sir.
Yeah, I'm on the other end. I hear you loud.
How you doing,
brother?
Mr. Charles? I don't really know you.
Yeah, I don't know you either. I just got word last night. I said, yeah, we do something if you want to do something, but I don't want to make that trip for nothing. I just want to lock in whatever y'all want to run for, lock in a little something. And it will be there waiting on you.
Yeah, we can lock in a little something if you want to.
All right. What are you talking about running for? Then I know what we can lock in.
We can lock in for this Sunday. We can do it two times. We can do it this Sunday, then we can do it at K-Dog and race if you want to. Can you come down this Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
We can do it this Sunday. We can double up since K-Dog talking that shit.
Man, I'm just a promoter.
Well, no, just be quiet, K-Dog. Just be quiet. You said what you had to say. Now, it's over with.
I'll tell you what I do.
You want to lock in?
I'll tell you what I do. But I promised K-Dog I was coming down there. I do it at K-Dog's and do it again after K-Dog.
Okay, we can do it at K-Dog's and we do it again after K-Dog's. That's fine.
Okay, well, yeah,
so
we can do it at K-Dog's first.
Which one lock in for K-Dog race?
Exactly. I lock in for K-Dog race and after that. Okay.
Okay, which
you
one lock in, sir?
We ain't satisfied, then we'll lock in again at K-Dog race.
I'll talk to the guy that owns the club, Mr. Charles.
Yeah.
Okay, how much you want to lock in, Mr. Charles? Because I got the owner of the Mustang on the phone, too.
Well, like what I say, what if you want to run for, what do you want to run for? Somebody tell me about $1,000.
That's fine, $1,000. Whatever you want to run for, sir. We'll run for whatever you want to
run
for.
Okay, okay, okay. Well, you would say it like that, then. Okay, we'll leave it at $1,000. We can go up if we want to. But I asked a couple of guys.
You can go up now if you want to.
Well, I need to ask some more guys. I want to know. If I say 4,000, then the other guys say, well, I want to put in 500. I buy 5, 6, so we'll put in 500.
Well, okay, then just
leave
it at 1,000. I tell you what, we just going to lock in 1,000. Let's just lock in 1,000 and then go from there.
So
you
want to
lock in
500?
How much you want to
lock in,
sir?
Lock in 500.
Okay,
we're locking in 500. Exactly. And then we'll run for 1,000 and we can go up if we want to. Okay, that's what we'll do.
All right, so let's get this understood. We're locking in $500 on 1,000, correct?
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
And this is for K-Dog race.
Correct.
Yeah, you okay with that, cuz? Hold on. Go ahead.
DP man, what DP man? K-Dog,
DP
man?
No,
I'm
letting
get all this stuff.
He already said it's gonna be early. They ain't gonna be. Well, yeah, hey, here go. The man that owned the car, Mr. Charles, he said he don't want to do
yes,
it
sir.
Late. It's got to be early now. He don't want to do it when it get late and do all on the track and all that. That man say he want to do it early,
so we
can do it in the day by 5 or 6 o'clock. That'll be cool. We can do it up in the day.
Okay, well now I will say about 7. What
sir?
About 7 o'clock? We'll say 7 o'clock.
Now 7, the sun gonna be gone down then. Let's do it early. I wanna do it before the sun go down.
Well, I mean, if I tell you what, so I'm giving myself time. If anything happens, I'm giving myself time to sub. If that's in my trailer break in half, I'll have time to go back and get me a nugget. That's why anything can happen. That's why I said 7 o'clock. It's a trailer, all 4 tires fall on the trailer. I got time to go call and somebody bring me another trailer. But I know I'm going to leave him by 2:30 or 3 o'clock. If my trailer bust, I got time to send out another to make it 4-7. But I don't want no misunderstanding to say 5. If I don't make it at 5, then you want your money. But if we get there, if we there before 5, and you there at 5, we'll do it.
Man, we going to be there when the gate's open.
Worth our, you know. I'm going to try to be there with Gates, though, but I want to give myself that hour and a half, little play. But if I'm there and you ready, we'll do it. But if I'm not there,
I wouldn't have
going
the track,
on.
The track probably going to open up early. The man say he's going to open up early, so that means he probably open up his gate. The track
what
probably
time, what
go
time
high
you
by
open
1
up,
o'clock, man.
I don't know. Gates normally open
at
12. We might do it a little early. We might do it by 10, 11. I don't know. It depends on how the
weather.
What
I'm talking about. Because it's getting cold now, brother. In 2 more weeks, it's going to be cold, homie.
Okay.
And then we're going to be out there on that prayer.
Sure,
we out there on that prayer. And you know what? You ever been to Evadale?
Okay, we'll just say 5 or 6, by 6. Okay, how about that? And when we there, we'll do it early, 4 or 5. But I'm going to give myself a little time in case something happens.
You said 5, he said 7, so 6 is 6 pretty good, Kelton. I'm the DP man.
Yeah, okay. 5 and
what,
7.
What you say,
Kelton?
They say between 5 and 6 o'clock. Yeah, you okay with that? Because I told him you don't want to do it at 7.
Okay.
So. That's Saturday the 13th, right, K-Dog?
Yeah, Saturday, November 13th.
Yes. Saturday, November 13th, cuz.
Yes, sir.
That's
I got
cool.
It.
All right. We locked 5 on 1,000, Mr. Charles.
Okay. We'll do that. I see. I'm going to see
Kate
on Friday.
Let's say
Sunday.
5. Now, the race Saturday.
I know.
No, no. He said he's going to see me Sunday at HMP. He's going to give me his money then.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We like get a lot of money this Sunday. All right. Bring your truck, and we can try that $1,000 this Sunday if you bring your truck. We can lock in for K-Dog race, and we can race right now this Sunday too. Fuck it.
I want to show up at K-Dog race. I don't want nothing to happen for K-Dog race.
He said he don't want nothing to happen before K-Dog race. So he's saving everything for K-Dog race. Exactly. I want to show up at his race. He said cool. Something said I ain't going to be ready for K-Dog. Then I've been a liar to him. Okay. Now, y'all ready to see y'all can lock in on this verbal?
Hold on.
Hey, hold that thought real quick, K-Dog. Let me get Ed on the phone so he can hear him real quick. Okay. Y'all just hold on. Let me get him on this line real quick. Ed, I'm going to hit you right back so you can hear everything.
Yeah, that's all right with you, K-Dog?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I'm going to write everything down. I got it written down, and y'all go over y'all steps, and once it's locked, it's locked. We can't go back and change nothing.
Okay, I won't do it on your. I don't want to do it before your race because.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I understand, but you know, if you had to do it, I'd understand that too. You know.
No, we ain't got to do nothing. We grown. We can wait till your race.
Okay, I appreciate it.
We can go down there and play the next week after your race. We can play the rest of the year. That's what he want to do.
Yeah, that's true. That is true, man.
So we're going to wait for your race and wait till this long.
That's so true.
10 or 15 people. Because if we don't come to your race, I know we bring seven, anywhere from 5 to 10. That's 15 people.
Oh, yeah. Motor Mary, yeah. I take those 15
people.
I'm
going to have half the motherfucking makers home with me, man.
Do
so
you have
on,
a man
bro.
On the phone, Kelsey?
I'm getting him, you big head motherfucker. You hold on.
You hold on. You holding up a good show. You holding up a good show with this lock in.
Yeah, I mean.
Come calling me Monday, telling me you looking for the man. Now tonight, you got to make a call and all that.
I got to make the call. The man on the phone now. Hey,
yeah, I'm here.
All right,
hey,
now,
what's going
Mr.
on here?
Charles,
how you doing,
Mr.
sir?
Mr. Charles, now be quiet, K-Dog. Okay. Mr. Charles, that's Ed.
Yes, sir.
Ed, that's Mr. Charles. That's the guy that owned the car. Now, y'all go ahead and talk.
All right. What's up, man?
All right, well, I'm gonna say the same thing me and him already said. We're gonna run. We're gonna run for $1,000, but we can go up if y'all want to go up. But we're gonna bring $500 punk out money Saturday. I'm gonna bring mine down to Houston Saturday and Sunday. By C-Day, K-Dog, he cut it. It's gonna be Sunday. I'm coming.
Yeah,
Saturday,
be there Sunday.
You know, so I'm gonna bring it down there Sunday.
Okay.
I'm bringing K-Dog. I'm bringing $500 Sunday. And I see you.
I'll be there with Ed money. I'll be there Sunday with Ed money.
All right. I get it locked.
All right. It's locked. Locked.
Now, Mr. Ed, you know, I'm gonna go over this. And then I'm gonna ask y'all is it locked. Then y'all can say it's locked. Okay. I got November 13th. Heads up. I don't know what y'all. The Red Love. I don't know what y'all call it, Mr. Charles. It's just love.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to say the Red Love versus the Yellow Mustang. Mr. Ed's Yellow Mustang is locking in
Deadwood. 500.
Okay, well, okay. Ed, I got to say, Ed, I know him. Go ahead, okay. Okay,
yeah.
Ed Wood versus Charles. Red Love versus
Deadwood,
Yellow Mustang.
Deadwood.
Oh, God. Oh, Deadwood's the name of the car. That's right. Deadwood's the name of the car. Okay.
Hey.
Okay.
Big head motherfucker, listen.
Okay, let me go back. So we got Deadwood versus the Yellow Love. Versus the Red Love, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
500 on a 1,000 or better. They're going with the 500 DP, but it's a 1,000 or better on the actual race. The race is going to happen between 5 and 6, November 13th, Saturday, November 13th at Evadale Raceway, right?
Correct.
That's it.
Correct. Now,
head up. Wait a minute. Head up.
Head up. Pro Tree, 8 mile.
Correct.
Track rule.
Flip the lane, right?
Correct.
Okay. Now, track rules. You cool with track rules, Mr. Chow?
Yeah, grudge rules. Yeah, I already know grudge rules. You can switch.
Track, no, he said track rules. You want grudge rules or track rules?
Okay. Each one, whatever you're doing, K-Dog, we're going to do whatever.
Okay. You want track rules, Mr. Ed and Kelsey?
It don't make me no difference.
Okay.
Whatever. Hey, Kelsey?
We're going to go with grudge rules because we grudge racers.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going with grudge rules. This is going to make no
sense.
I'm on mute, Ed.
Ed, I'm on mute. All right, lock in how you want to lock in, Ed. I'm on another line. But listen, track rules, then HRA rules. Grudge rules are grudge rules. They're different rules, cuz. I don't know if they're going to have, if track rules mean they're going to have an automatic timer on and all that, so it don't be no bullshit. Grudge rules mean that they might not have an automatic timer on. Well, he don't get counted out. He can bullshit around or whatever.
I say track rules,
and I'm out of it then. I'm back on mute.
Nah, we ain't gonna do that. We ain't gonna be no bullshit. We gonna come in and do this shit.
So you gonna track rules or grudge rules? I'm back one more time, sir.
We gonna go with the track rules.
Okay, with track rules, Mr. Charles, you good with that?
That's fine.
Okay, track rules. All right. Now, y'all want a break clause in this or no?
Whatever you want, all I want to do is a hit up race for gas and we gone.
Mr. Charles, you want to break clause or no? I mean, Mr. Ed.
Hey, hit up race and we go.
No break clause.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Ed, no break clause, right?
Right.
Okay. So that
means if you break, you still pay.
That's right.
Correct.
Okay, well, I'm going to go over this one more time, and I'm at you. Is it locked? And I'm asking Mr. Ed, is it locked? And then we can go on with the show. Okay, I got Saturday, November 13th, between 5 and 6 o'clock. We got $500 on the 1,000 or better. Mr. Ed, yellow Mustang, Deadwood versus Mr. Charles, Red Love. Heads up, track rules, no break clause. Is that a lock, Mr. Ed?
That's
Charles,
a lock.
Is that a lock?
That's a lot.
Okay, well, y'all locked up. You do what y'all say.
All right.
Appreciate y'all.
Okay. All right, man.
All right.
Okay, Michelle. If you want to listen, Michelle, you go on mute, or if you want to hang up, that'll be fine, because you're going to be on the show for a couple of hours.
Yeah. I'll listen to that.
All right, well, I'm on mute. We'll put y'all on mute.
That way, if some of y'all got background noise, nobody, you know, can't.
Okay. I like that. That motherfucker said, man, we don't know nothing. Get your ass up.
For real,
and get over it.
Hey, see, I ain't gonna lie. I got chills on my chill bumps on me when he said that. That's what I'm talking about, man. I don't care about none of that. Let's get our man.
None of that shit. Let's do it, man. I'll be trying to come in, whoop some ass, and get the fuck on. That's all I want to do.
Man, I just knew you was gonna speak up last night. Them Your leg on Louisiana boys were looking for you.
Where?
Last night, you didn't get a call on the back line this morning or that? Yeah.
No, man, somebody should have called me and told me they were going to show so I could have got on over there. Nobody ain't say nothing.
Reverend Janky was trying to call you.
Nah, ain't nobody called me.
Chino was listening. He acted like he couldn't talk, but they was actually looking for him.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Madisonville boys on a race next weekend got a $2,000 race, and they were looking for somebody to jump on the other side. They were looking for Chino.
Not Chino.
Yeah, they say he was listening, but they say he couldn't talk because his little baby was sleeping next to him.
He always can't talk.
You got to send a messenger.
But you ain't heard that from me, though.
Well, I got a good, quick, fast, and hurry, straight to the point lock-in.
Yeah, they should set the tone for that. They should set the tone. They ain't talking about a small block, a big block, how many kids, what kind of size. Man, say, let's get up there, man. I'm going to see you there. If my trailer break loose, I'm coming to see you still. I'm going to find out how I'm going to get there.
Yeah, that's what I was telling you. He ain't fucking around shit. I told you, he's jolly, baby. He got to go. Shit, he got to fucking around. Old man might come home. Shit, I got to be in that.
Yeah, man. What you talking about, JP? All this dead out, man. What's your topic about, man?
Little Aaron.
Did Lorenzo ever got on the phone, JP? Not to cut you off. Did Lorenzo ever get on the phone?
Little Aaron can't be, both had some topics. I think Little Aaron was going to be up first, and then... If this shit, goddamn, he caught a flat tire, then King B was gonna blow it back up.
Bro.
Getting going, bro. What do we got? We got some promoters over here. Start here until you can get some more promoters on.
Mine's on fire with yours.
Let's get some promoters on. Somebody call Lorenzo. Quan, too. Quan, the promoter.
He ought to be able to get on the phone. He ain't
got to duck no more. We locked, man. Nah, we locked, man. And it's all over but the crime, man.
King with his scary ass. He's getting him on. Get him on.
Hold on, nigga. Oh, excuse me, y'all. Hold on, bro.
I said the same thing. My bad. Hey, you give me when I hear your name, you give me a little awesome, King. I got to learn to call him back.
832-3549. Dre, your mic open. Let me see.
Oh, God damn.
Hey, Dre, we're going to need some good opinion. We don't need all that unnecessary shit, Dre. Come on, but we're going to need your opinion on, bro.
Man, shut the fuck up. Hey, Lorenzo on the phone, man.
Oh, man, my bad, man. I ain't saying something to a big dumb ass.
He got Lorenzo on his phone. Let's see.
Yeah, that means if y'all going to get all the promoters on and tell you, got your cat on, you get Tommy Dog on, you get Batman on, you get Jake on. Get everybody on. Don't leave nobody out. I got corn on the phone. He ain't fucking around.
281-1020. Your mic open. 281-1020.
Hey, K-Dow.
Yes, sir.
Well, K-Dow.
I'm right here. What's going on?
What's else? K-Dow, good. K-Dow, this is LC. K-Dow, you say, what's y'all call you the other day trying to lock him to red truck? Kelsey.
Yeah, that race already locked and loaded, baby. That race gone.
He late.
That race locked and loaded.
Okay. Well, oh, you locked with Charles? Did he lock you with Charles today?
Yeah, Charles is on the phone. He's just sick of his business.
Okay. All right. That's what I, okay. All right.
Yeah,
hey, LC.
I just got in.
LC.
I just got in.
LC. Edward Earl. LC. Edward Earl and Mr. Charles locked in themselves. They didn't need no mediator or nothing. They did it themselves, sir. So the race is on.
Okay.
They didn't need no mediator. They didn't need no lawyer. They didn't need none of that. They did it on
their
own.
Well,
just in case, I was the vice president, just in case, yeah.
Now, well, vice president, hey, president ain't dead yet. We're going to assassinate his ass that day. We're going to assassinate him until the 13th. Now, once we kill the president,
you'll be there. Just bring some money. You ain't got nothing to raise, though. I don't even want to talk to you.
Bring you some money. Now, big time, vice president. Now, I'm going back on you. They did it theyself. Now, just bring you some money and be ready.
Yeah, see, we good. We locked, baby.
Cool, man. I was just following up.
Okay. I appreciate the input, though. I know you helped out everything. We appreciate it.
Yeah, now hip hop.
Don't have no race car. I don't even want to talk to him. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh man.
We're going mute. LC, we got a little topic coming up, and you want to get some input?
Gotcha.
Yeah. Kelsey on mute. Kelsey got a minute talking over. It's live.
Well, I got Corn on the phone.
Well, what they said, Alley Cat and who the other guys, I guess.
Get Tommy Dog on him. Get Jake on. Get all the promoters from Texas on him.
Jake probably gonna get on the phone.
Well, now you know Jake will. He will come on. Now.
Oh, okay.
He came on before.
Oh, okay. Well, get him on.
I mean,
Renzo already on.
Lorenzo can go over his race while we're waiting for other guys to get in, or are you cool?
What'd you say?
You can go over your race while we're waiting on other guys, or are you all right?
Ellicott ain't going to be able to be on. They got family.
Man, that ducking motherfucker.
I say, man at the hospital, man.
We just getting all the promoters on. But my topic was,
I just wonder why all the Texas promoters don't support one another, but if somebody out of state or out of town got a race, then the promoters will go to their race but won't support one another down here in Texas.
Well, I'll speak on that first. Tony and myself, we try to support anybody we can if we got a car running. We've been to Houston. We've been to the Motorplex of races. We've been to races here at XRP. We've been to Mississippi. We've been to Florida. Any other race we can make, we try to make it. We do have plans to come to Evadale, but I don't know if we'll make it this year or not.
And I do I've been everybody's race on this phone. Every promoter in Texas, I've been to them all. So, I mean, I feel the same way Lorenzo do. I've been to all of them. So, I ain't going to exclude myself from it, but I've been to all of them. Some of them more than once. So, and, it didn't have nothing to do with me being a promoter. It's just I love racing.
Yeah, I don't even think this topic apply to me. I go every fucking race. I don't give a fuck who race it is. Been doing it for years. I ain't gonna stop because the good Lord put me down. So I don't know why others might do it, but I don't do it. I go everywhere.
Come on, co-host.
Yeah, come on, Larry. Don't go there. No stop there.
I'm waiting on you to come in. What you got going on?
I think the question
might need to be, if it's a topic, it got to be a promoter or two on somebody's mind to even bring this topic up. So, put a name on it, really, because this topic's going to apply to me, man. Me and D&D and then the guys out here in Texas, we've been doing this shit for years. We've been all in Houston, shit everywhere. We've been fucking been everywhere. We don't give a shit about whose show it is. We just go, shit. I ain't got no problem supporting another man, shit. We all trying to do the same thing.
What I'm saying is I see a lot of promoters go to another promoter race in Texas, but not with a car, but I see a lot of them go elsewhere and they take a car. I ain't talking about just showing up. I'm talking about if you got oil pressure, I'm talking about showing up with a car.
If I show up to a promoter's race and don't have a car, it's going to be because I ain't got no car ready or my team ain't able to go. And I still went like shit. It ain't because my team able to go and my car ready to go, and I'm just not gonna go because I don't like the promoter. I don't get down like I don't give a damn. And this the God's honest truth. I don't care what promoter it is. I don't care if we never had dinners. I don't care if we don't like Jesus. If I think it's a race I want to go to and there's some action there for me, I'm gonna go. I ain't got to fuck with the promoter. I'm gonna go. I don't hate on no other man for doing this shit. Cause if you a promoter and you hating on another promoter, you gotta look at yourself now. How can I be hating on this promoter and then want everybody to come to my shit? Call my motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know that ain't the only question y'all had. Now you and King, y'all got everybody on the phone.
What, man? King,
my phone. Hold on, wait a minute. Oh, okay, I'm on. Now, Larry. Let me tell you what happened. See, we might need to start doing the show in the goddamn daytime because some bitch was high girl earlier. You hear what I'm saying? And now he like, okay, I got this. That
we got a big professional on the show.
Sometimes we had a professional conversation. Now some of our words, our verbiage may have got thrown around a little bit different, but we had a pretty decent show. You see what I'm saying? We had a pretty decent show in the middle of the daytime now. You know what I'm saying?
But you gotta say, a lot of people was putting their foot dog big ass over that squad. He ain't talking. He was talking. Then we had Cat on there, but we had more input. We ain't getting a lot of input like we were getting on the back end.
Okay,
no,
you're right.
I mean, earlier when y'all talked about
that's what I'm saying. I'm only hearing one for, I'm only hearing Corn and Dog.
Well, I mean, Corn,
in the depth.
I'm talking. Whatever Corn said, I mean, it's the same. I feel the same way. I mean, I do. I've been racing. I've been all over the world watching and bringing the car if I could, and I feel the same way. So, I mean, shit, with Corn saying, I feel the same way. And Lorenzo sounds like he do, too. You know, it's not like, you know, I don't, if it don't apply to you, it don't apply to you. I mean, unless you ain't asking.
Hey, you know what?
Right?
Your
phone going in and out, Drake.
It'll be all right.
Your phone going in and out, Drake.
Man, go. All right,
can
you hear
me
now?
Drake, you better get.
Yeah.
Drake, you better fix your phone. I'll buy
yeah.
you up. You know. All right.
This can't be. Shut the fuck up. Let Drake talk. Okay.
You know he got that.
Okay, well, switch to another payphone. Go to
Larry, shut up, man. Everybody hush. Y'all have the slow, man. Y'all shut the hell up and let me have. Why is it, you know, why none of these promoters can't get together and put on a show for each other? I mean, with all, okay, you got five or six promoters in Texas. Why can't all five of y'all put on something big?
I mean, it was never presented to me. I don't have a problem with whatever. I mean, there's no presented to me.
Renzo, I'm going to throw your ass on the boat. Why you ain't never rushed out to nobody and try to say nothing?
What? I'm going to be honest with you. We always try to – everybody try to do their own race, so we got set dates that we do race on, try to stay off everybody else's date.
I understand.
Every year, listen, I'm saying, every year – we keep the same exact dates to stay off everybody else's dates. We not into renting a track. A lot of people want to rent the track. They look at the big number, what you can make. I mean, everybody want to make money, but then greed gets to become a part. I'd rather have my peace and sanity and doing what I'm doing than getting into an argument over money with somebody.
Yeah, I'm kind of like
I'm just being,
man.
I'm
you
just
know,
being honest.
You know, you got promoters that kind of do different shit. They do different shit, different type of shit that they race. I'm not saying we can't get together and put something together, but it's so much go into that part. You got these tracks. Some of these tracks don't want you going fucking with no other track. It's so much into that shit. It just I just don't see no shit like that happening because it's too much involved. It's too many obstacles you got to get through to get four or five different promoters together. What are we going to do with it? What track we going to do with it? How we going to do it? We're going to rent it. We're going to split the gate. We're going to rent it. Who's going to be at the gate? It's so much shit to go in that shit.
Couple years ago,
that's why you don't
come
out of
it
go on.
Put the race together, and it was a hit. So I mean, nah, you can't say that.
Yeah, one time though, Dre.
Yeah, but they didn't do it again because I don't know why they didn't do it again. But they could have done it again. Ain't no such thing as just one time. If it was done once, it could be done twice.
But Dre, you don't know the inside, so you can't say they could have done it again. You don't know the internal.
Right.
We just on the outside looking in. It's already a lot to do with it.
The promoter that was part of it on the phone asked him,
Did they have success?
Man, that man, we ain't got to be putting that man business out in the street like that, what they went on. We just know it didn't happen again. I don't want to ask them why it didn't happen again. I don't want to even know that shit.
When you and Tommy Dog and Cat put on that Texas Redemption race.
Oh, I wasn't a part of it.
Tommy Dog.
I wasn't a part of it. I know.
That was Batman Alley Cat and Tommy Dog.
Okay, so I'm gonna get in here with this here. You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm like Quan and everybody else. You know what I'm saying? That ain't even my motherfucking business about them folks and their problems. You know what I'm saying? Or why they couldn't do it over again. You know, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But my deal is, and this is what we were talking about earlier. My deal is outside of Texas. You see what I'm saying? Outside of Texas. You know, the guys got. It's to me. I'm just looking in. To me, it seems like those guys outside of Texas are really doing their thing with the no time, with the grudge, you know, the no time grudge style shootouts. You see what I'm saying? With the grudge cars, you know. So, you know, they got the, I've been seeing that the 484 shootouts been pretty good. You see what I'm saying? So they've been getting good because they got lightweight, middleweight, heavyweight. They started off with just a straight 484, which was a few of some badass cars, but you still had a lot of other guys that had 484s that couldn't keep up with those style 484s, so they came up with, you know, the middleweight, the lightweight classes. You see what I'm saying? So, and I understand over here, which I have heard a lot of guys over here in the state of Texas, because they say that we a stepchild to all the rest of the state, and we kind of make ourselves stepchild because I've heard a lot. I'm just going by what I'm hearing. I want y'all to listen. Don't say King be said. I'm not sticking on what I said. So what I heard is what I heard from a lot of the guys saying, oh, man, we Texas over here. We Texas over here. We do this, that, and the third over here. But it come down to it, a lot of times we have events, and it'd be more Texan tune than it'd be a fucking event. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not saying a 484 class, but I'm just saying we got so many cars here. Every time I go to the event, somebody stop me if I'm wrong. Every time I go to the event, the staging lanes be all the way back at the pit. Every track we go to, from Ennis to XRP
I'm going to piggyback off what King's
HMP.
Saying. I'm gonna piggyback on what Ken was saying. The thing about the other areas, they can do it for some of the fact all their states are closer together. They got a variety of cars. Texas, just about everybody at the same shop. Don't nobody want to race each other because that's my buddy. That's this. That's that. We can put classes together like they do. We have a car, but don't nobody want to race each other. Everybody at the same camp, same tune. Over there, you got five, six states to separate from each other, and they can bring different cars, different tunes, and all that over there. And some of them may have the same tune, but they're gonna get at each other with no problem. But around here, you can't get
that. I don't think the tuner should be a problem, because a tuner is supposed to do nothing but tune your car to the best of his ability and which of what your program is providing him. You see what I'm saying? So
you are correct about that. I saw something the other week in Mississippi. Tim was tuning on at least 12 cars over there. But you know what he told his customer? Go get them. Go do what you want to do. But I don't see that same energy around here from tuners or whatever. If they tune on this car, tune on that car,
right.
Y'all run by the same. Y'all can't run each other. Y'all can do this, you know, whatever. And that killed
that's throwing salt on a grudge racing program.
Exactly.
What the fuck is it a tuner place to say that? Oh, he got more than you, or he run about the same as you, so you need to stay out of the way. You know what I'm saying? And then
exactly.
It kind of fall back on the person who car or whoever program it is, because me, I'ma tell you, I don't give a damn about what that man run. That ain't got nothing. That ain't got, you ain't got no business telling me that. You see what I'm saying? Because I care less about what you, you know what I'm saying? I care less about what you did over there. You know what I'm saying? Tune my car how I want to, because I'm going to look at you, make your shakedown, and be like, I like that. Or I'm going to look at that and be like, shit, I ain't going over fucking with that shit. You ain't finna bust my motherfucker here to me. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, like, right now, like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, right now, last time, the last few events that I went to, I seen so many cars that see the light, but they all ran differently. You see what I'm saying? And with that being said, I seen an all glass, all steel event at the last three events that we had, three, four events. I ain't gonna lie to you, every event we had this year, Hell at the Dell, Lorenzo Nunn race, D&D race, Alicat race, you did what I'm saying, the picnic, every one of them, I seen all them different styles. I seen all them different styles, but I seen different ones, even though they all looked alike. You see what I'm saying? I looked at, like, like that one car he was driving, that little green Cutlass or something like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, Renzo? Man, that car looked, the way that car looked, it looked like it's a bad motherfucker. But they were saying, they were telling me, team, he ain't on your level. Okay, cool. You see what I'm saying? Okay, cool. So they put him in a different category of an all-glass, all-steel car. Look at Trouble Truck car. Trouble Truck car sit just like how I sit. You know what I'm saying? But they say he in a different category. So that's still all glass car. You see what I'm saying? Look at fucking Hodan, all glass, all steel car. You see what I'm saying? But you got folks out there that say he's faster than a motherfucker. So that means that put him in a different category. So all I'm saying is, why can't us as the state of Texas? You see what I'm saying? This coming, what I need, what I'm asking for. I'm asking for feedback not only from the promoters, I'm asking feedback from the racers, because everybody on this phone is listening. You see what I'm saying? I understand everybody don't like to be verbal, but when we get to the track, you want to be verbal. You know, you get on Facebook and them goddamn thumbs of yours can type away like it ain't no tomorrow. You know? But right now, we can have a decent conversation about making things happen over here in the state of Texas, because everybody over here in the state of Texas always scream, man, we Texas. We not over here saying, oh, we the South. We not over here saying, oh, we the West. We not over here saying we the North. We not over here saying we the South. Every time, it don't matter if we go to Alabama. Oh, y'all going to the East. Oh, we going to the East Coast. Man, we still on Central Timing over there.
I think our biggest problem is a lot of guys don't want to travel out their area when it ain't but right down the road, 200-300 miles. They don't even want to do that if it's 200-300 miles. That's one of our biggest problems. Everybody on the race at their home track. All events having the same classes pretty much. A 28 shootout, we got the last man standing, they got the little hitters. I mean, everybody having the same thing. K-Dog got his little class the same way. I mean, why those all those same cars can't travel together and race at different events or meet up at different tracks? I mean, that would make a good
that's
choice.
They don't want to leave
their area, for one. I mean, some of us like us, Q-Dip crew, and, you know, it's very few crews in the DFW or one in Texas that will travel out of Texas.
Hey, Lorenzo.
Yeah.
Lorenzo. Hey.
Yes, sir.
If it's five promoters, just say, for instance, if it's five promoters, each one of them promoters can get, say, six or seven cars and say, hey, let's go travel. They got a race. If every promoter
I have tried that. Now, we do have one crew that's traveling with us now, that Triple Threat.
I'm just saying,
put it out there.
If you can put it like if somebody put a race together,
get everybody get in contact with the promoter and say, hey, man, can you at least bring 8 cars with y'all? I'm quite sure every promoter can get 8 cars to go somewhere.
It sounds good, but it's hard to get it done.
Right, right. So with that being said, if it sounds good and we know it's hard, can we get some extra people to hit the one button right now? Because I know, JP, what the show looking like, JP?
Oh, they got a bunch of people on here.
And to be honest, right, a lot of the calls that be scared to get out there and try, they have good access. They just don't want to take
chance. Well, 713.
We ain't traveling too far. We're going to XRP. We're going to Ennis. We're going to Evadale. We're going to HMP. Where the fuck we going? Well, I'm talking about this is what we need to do over here. This is what we need to do over here.
Man, where y'all want
to
go?
Where y'all want to go?
Where y'all want to go? Where do you want to go?
It better not go nowhere with that red Mustang.
Man, that red Mustang ain't going nowhere. That thing's in the scrapyard. Where y'all want to go? No, it's not about listen what I'm saying. That's why I was saying that's why I kept speaking and saying I want everybody to listen. It's not about going somewhere right now. We're not talking about traveling. We talking about us bringing action right here. See what I'm saying? Instead of going to these and looking at the fire.
Where is right here? Where is right here? Where is right here?
Come on.
And what kind of what
right
action
here,
are you trying to bring?
Right.
And Dallas
right here is Texas Pier. Where?
No.
And Dallas.
No, Texas
Pier.
Texas
Pier. Listen. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Like, well, I said, that's why I was giving an example. So listen to me. That's why I gave an example like the 484 class, but they got middleweight, heavyweight, lightweight class. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
And let's get some. I'm not saying we don't have to do a 484, but I'm saying let's get one or two classes that's strong. You see what I'm saying?
Like which
classes? That 484.
Like what?
I mean,
like what classes though?
That's why I want to hear input.
I'm gonna tell you
from everybody, not just me. I want to hear the input from everybody.
Right.
Right now, I think the hottest class
going is at Lil Hedda's, Last Man Standing.
And who brought that? I think it was,
we originally started up at then.
Yes, I remember. I think I went to one of the first ones.
Yeah.
But yes, that class right there is big. It's growing. So.
And it's.
What other classes? Like, what other classes are there?
It's hard to do a 28 shootout because it's so broad. Because some people worried about a big block. Some worried about this car having that car having that. So it's hard to do that.
Yeah, and then you put all kinds of clips on it and you fill the class and nobody comes because nobody really fits. You know? And then the cars are down, so nobody will come next time. So what's the point of doing that?
You know? Exactly.
So what are we really talking about here? See, the thing y'all fail to realize is that class, that 490 class, puts everyone on an even playing field. None of the other classes put anybody on an even playing field. That's why it's growing. Look at No Prep. They put everybody on the same playing field. Until y'all come up with a class that'll put everybody on the same playing field, it ain't going to happen. So what are we talking about? Nobody wants to travel to get run out by White Chocolate or LMR. I mean, why would you even enter? That's just my opinion. And I'm not as fast as you guys, so.
Sweet, I ain't fast no goddamn White Chocolate either. I ain't put my ass up there with that shit. I'm really a little hitter car. Shit, them motherfuckers voted me out.
Well, jump up in it this weekend. It's 10,000 to win. It's 9,000 to win, I think.
Why aren't you jumping up in it?
I already told you I didn't got voted out. I didn't told you I didn't got voted out.
What?
Who
voted you out?
I just told you, man. Man, I didn't try to get the last two races that we had in Texas. I tried to get in them little shootout shit. Them motherfuckers voted me. Them motherfuckers said no on the king.
I pressed it to go to the home stretch.
Who
voted you out of Senate race? That ain't no vote.
I didn't go.
Nobody voted for Senate.
I didn't go. I'm talking about the little hitter. That's the whole little group. I'm talking about the whole little group deal, whatever. I'm just telling you what fuck I done already experienced. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm talking about this weekend. We're talking
about
two different things here.
I don't know nothing about this weekend.
You don't know nothing about this weekend?
Nah, I don't know nothing about it.
Okay, well, I'm telling you right now.
I don't know what.
They got a little 490 little hitters or Cup Fest thing.
Man, that's another thing for me. I'm not supposed to dial my car in to run no fucking 490. I'm a grudge racer. Fuck, I look like running the 490 class.
Not everybody runs 490s. I understand that. Okay, so y'all talk. You talking about entering a class, getting action here, and you won't even run in your own town. I mean, that don't make no sense. Me?
All right, but what I'm saying, it do make sense because it's a time. I thought we over here no time. I'm trying to say that now. You make that make sense.
Okay. Well, I guess just sitting
there waiting. I wouldn't give a damn if the motherfucker said it was a. If it was a 650, I'm not getting in the 650 class unless I built a car just to run 650. You know what I'm saying? If I built a car just to run 490s, yeah, I would build that kind of car. But I got a no time, no car. I got a no time, no car. She can come get you some.
They don't
show
any.
I understand that, but
it's a no time.
That's what I'm saying. So if I run you, and you done told Donnie Brasco and his whole crew that you run motherfucking me 492, you see what I'm saying, on a consistent basis, and I go down through there, and your crew done told the next crew, they crew done told the next crew, now this fan has heard this, fans ain't got no filters, now the fans know that this car run this, and I get up there and I beat you, apparently I must run a 491. 490 flat.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Even if it's a 50, you see what I'm saying? And I beat you, you run 50.
What?
You make the same pair that you normally make, and I beat you, apparently I'm running 499.
How different is that than grudge racing?
Shit, because I don't know nobody.
If I race you, right? And say I run a 560, right? And you beat me.
Right.
I already know now your car is faster than a 560. So how is it different?
Right. That's on you for you to go run and go tell Jim Jones and them. You see what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, it's the same thing. You're not understanding. It's the same thing.
It's a difference, man. Everybody knows it's a 490 cab, so everybody that's looking knows that he's going a 490 or better. But if you're running a 560,
it's a difference depending on what kind of racer you is. So it is a difference because everybody don't want to pimp their hand. I could go run my car in a 490 clag and might be a 520 car. And I might just get in the class. At that point, once I enter that class, guess what? I'm a 490 car now. Even if my car never ran a 490, I'm now a 490 car because I didn't got in the class with a cap. So everybody's going to say, oh, he run 490. So if I'm trying to hustle my car, if I'm a grudge racer, that's going to fuck off some of my action.
Well, I mean, what if you're not a 490?
I'm just saying. I just said I might be a
520 car.
There ain't no,
but
there ain't no time.
All
right,
and then, okay, but like
anybody,
JP car and win the whole
race.
But like JP,
but it don't matter though.
Now
anybody
he,
on outside,
now he run a
540 cars. They gonna say you a 490 car. I don't give a damn.
Look,
if a 70 car,
if you faster,
so watch
this,
listen
to this, money. Even if you faster. So either way, you're going to fuck off your money. If you slow, you're going to fuck it off. If you faster, you're going to fuck it off. Just don't get offended if you're a true grudge racer like King B said. That's the real, huh?
What?
I mean, everybody can gauge a car, man. I mean, you know, if you've been doing it for this long, you can gauge a car.
Well, I can't gauge a car. So if I see your ass in the 490 shootout, then guess what? And I know I can't fuck with you. You got a time on you, buddy.
Yeah, your ass run 490.
You got a time.
You get in that class, you got a target on your back. You're a
490
car anytime you're in that class. You already got a target on. That's a 490 car.
Yeah.
But my question is, what other kind of racing is there around here?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what else is there? We're talking about the 490 thing. What else y'all talking about?
We can't even, here in Houston, I ain't going to speak for Dallas because they were racing until 1 or 2 o'clock on Sunday. Here in Houston, we can't even keep the track open 4 hours. So
speak,
what kind
Richard,
of racing
speak.
What kind of racing we going to do around here? We go to the track on a Sunday, and the track open for 4 hours. You get 6-7 cars at the track. I mean, what kind of racing you going to do? I mean, I ain't afraid to say it. Grudge racing in Houston is a fucking joke. It's dead. And I'm one of the first that won a grudge race, but there ain't no racing in Houston. It's dead. So what other kind of racing you going to do? You're going to have to travel. If you're in Houston, you might as well get that trailer and travel to Dallas because that's the only kind of racing you're going to do, whether it's grudge racing, index racing, shootout racing.
Ain't nothing wrong with shooting 3.5 hours up the road. That ain't bad.
I agree with you. But
I'd do it every weekend if I could.
Hold on. But here's a question, King B. You know, you were talking about supporting each other. You know, when you go to Dallas and we run on them shootouts and stuff, and you ask those guys why can't they come to Houston, oh, we don't need to travel. We don't need to come down there. We got everything we want right up here.
I'm going to tell you our problem I have with Houston is it's on Sundays. I have to be at work on Mondays. Most of the guys are going to be at work on Mondays. And
no,
so we get down on if the event was on a Saturday, I think you get more Dallas cars down. It's just the Sunday just kill because people have been working on Mondays.
Right. That's a good possibility, you know, that. But you're doing a lot of grudge racing up there on Sunday, but it's all local people. But here we don't have no racing. I mean, you might grab one or two races a month, you know. But other than that, we don't even have a grudge racing. I mean, name the last time we had five grudge races in a row. We don't have it down here anymore. Down here, if you ain't in the index or some kind of shootout, you don't race. It's that simple. You sit on the sideline.
Yeah. So let me ask y'all a question right now. I'm gonna stir the pot up just a little bit. So right now. Who y'all consider? Okay, so who a bad motherfucker in Texas right now? So who y'all call bad in different classes right now? Just give me a few names.
You have to go with Tony.
You talking about a grudge racer or?
Yeah, grudge racer. Yeah, grudge racer. Who bad motherfucker around here right now?
In Texas, I would say Tony. I would say Quan and them with the Mustang, the silver Mustang. I mean, they've proven to be pretty tough. Chino ain't doing too bad. Chino, you know, different category. Chino. Let me see. Other graduates. Other than that, man, I can't really say too much more. I mean, you got Allen and them. They ain't racing. You got Jesse James ain't racing. You got another 48 really ain't racing. You know, y'all in Dallas are racing like a street style cars more than you are the bigger cars. So I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, you know, it's nothing like it was 3 or 4 years ago in the state of Texas. Period. But I think that's why I don't drive anybody to come here is because we don't got the cars we used to have, or we don't get the cars that are racing like we used to.
So why is it so hard for motherfuckers to get? I've been looking at all these events that come up. Why is it so hard to even get a regular four-car shootout going? Because I was having two and three cars with a four with a question mark on the goddamn post.
Because everybody knows how fast everyone is. That's why. That's really why. I don't know if y'all see it or not.
I was actually working on the four-car shootout now. I was looking for a fourth car. I talked with two teams, and they pretty much – I talked with three teams. I had talked with Silver Dollar Crew. But it's going to be
as long as you keep the money respectable, I think once you bump up the money, a lot of people don't want to race for the money. I mean, that's just my opinion. You know, a $500 four-car shootout is a lot easier than a $2,000 four-car shootout. You know what I mean? Per person, per car.
Well,
it just depends. I just think it just depends on the person's gambling. And to be honest with you, it seems like everybody's afraid to take an arrow around here. Everybody's afraid to take a loss.
Let me just 10-piece lemon pepper. 10-piece lemon pepper.
Yeah, it probably is, though. I don't see how they don't get four car shootouts, especially some of them that's, you know, not trying to break the bank with the entry fee.
Well, no, it's not that. Like I said, I go back to all he calls them the same count.
See what I'm saying? Now, this part of what I'm talking about right now, where the hell is Larry? Where the hell is K-Dawg? Where the hell is all these other people that are
listening
on the phone?
I'm listening.
Y'all ain't no more listening.
Come
on with it.
Okay, but I'm just saying, when you say the baddest cause, I mean, you can't even say it's no bad cause, because a lot of cars that he named, a lot of people tried to engage in them cars, and them cars had an excuse, the reason why they didn't want to run certain cars. Scrappy tried to get with them at K-Race. They denied it. So, I mean, you can't really name a lot of these cars, they bad. Kid Dawg tried to get Chocolate City. I don't see no bad cars, to be honest. I mean, bad cars,
Chocolate City?
All right, then.
You don't turn bad or nothing but your collar. That's what I get out of it.
You said who tried to run Chocolate City?
K-Dawg.
Who's engaging y'all?
Yeah, K-Dawg.
What car?
Huh?
What car
are
you talking about?
Last weekend before last, but y'all said even their track ain't right or something.
The thing about what I'm going to tell you. You want to come to Evadale, but we got to raise up for the week before Evadale. Why we can't engage there?
No. I never said y'all.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. They were saying bad cars, and I'm saying to me, bad cars don't turn down nothing but don't turn down shit.
Hey, we don't turn down nothing. We still ain't got that.
And then y'all keep saying go to Dallas for a race. But how do you even know a Houston car don't even get a race with any car in Dallas?
I don't see why they can't.
I mean, I didn't see Chino get turned down a few times. Building got turned down.
Chino got a race coming up in my race.
You even guaranteed to get a race in Dallas.
No, I'm not. Dallas has been kind of quiet as of late. because, you know, they took their ass up there to Holly Springs and a few of them were hollering about they couldn't get the race. They just didn't get the race they want.
Exactly. And I heard some people calling that some of them
calls.
From my understanding.
I heard, yeah. But, so, you know.
And I heard that
you
didn't
know,
want that race.
We took something. We thought
we got to
be honest.
Now, talking about the baddest in motherfucking Texas, y'all left out goddamn Edwin Book. So that motherfucker go anywhere around anybody that, you know, running in this ring. So all that old shit, you know, hey, good fuck you like us or not, we still one of the baddest motherfuckers around here. And can't nobody take that from us.
We got to be honest, though, man. They raising in Dallas, man. Whether you like you want to believe or not, they racing out there.
We not saying they not racing. They racing what they want to race.
Well, the race is a race, though.
I mean,
I'm
just saying a bunch of cars in Houston will try to indulge in some of them cars, but they don't. They won't take them racing.
Yeah. What call? But they still racing. The main objective here is to race, right?
Yeah, it is. But they were saying
they running down the valley, bro,
and run. That's not what I'm saying. Okay, if they was running in Dallas when some of them Dallas cars came to cat race, did you or did you not try to engage with some of them Dallas cars, dog?
Yeah, I did, but you know they were lining them out, and other one of them said no. So I mean, you can't make them racing.
You say they racing in Dallas. What's the difference from going to Dallas to race and coming to Houston to race?
But this is a couple of months later. They got the car right, and they've been running ever since. Though I mean, I got to be honest about it. Now, I didn't like it. I mean, the car made a pass, but I mean, I guess they figured it wasn't enough to do what they had to do with it. But right now they're racing, shit, now we locked in the race. So, I mean, I just can't knock them.
No, I'm not just speaking on that one car. I'm just speaking in general. No, I'm not speaking on
but they are racing. But, I mean,
I'm just saying
Larry,
you went to a
car. They are racing. We can't, you know, I'm in Houston. I drive Ford out of Houston every other Sunday. Now, last weekend we had the little love truck for the action. It had two races. Houston getting better. Are we getting better or whatever? But it's just, I guess it's going to be a time process. But like Lorenzo said, everybody either clicked up, camped up, or tuned up. You know, saying same tuner. Or just some people just want to get up there with each other. And, you know, it's just hard, man. And some people don't like a race. Because if I don't like a race, I ain't going to take it. I don't care what the outsider say or nobody say. If I don't like it, I don't think I can get there. If I don't feel like, you know, it's going to be good for me, I'm going to leave it alone. And, you know, we got
to. Yeah, that's understandable.
But, I mean, I don't know what – shit, I don't even have a clue of what can make it better or how things can get better. I don't have a clue of that. When you travel, you know, you start to get action. That's not a guarantee that you're going to get action, but you can. At least it's a little different action what you get around here.
Well, why don't we work on this here, guys? We know the camps that we'll race. Houston come up with a crew. Dallas come up with a crew. Whenever Dallas have an event, Houston crew come up this way. Whenever Houston have an event, Dallas crew go down that way. And we try to get something locked in before the race.
That sound like a plan right there.
I said, we know what crews we'll race. So, Houston get their crews together, we'll race and willing to travel. Dallas get their crews together, we'll race and travel. And we try to match cars up, evenly match, and go event to event. Houston, I'm going to pick to event. Dallas, go down there to event.
And that's the
okay.
Only way to get better.
Okay, Lorenzo, I'm with that. Now I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to put you on the spot. I'm going to put Larry on the spot. Lorenzo, you come up with five cars from Dallas that you would, I ain't going to say you could bring that, you could speak on. Just come up with five cars, right? And Larry, you come up with five cars that would match his five cars and see how would they work. You know what I mean? See if y'all can make
it. I know Mantano travel. I know Silver Dollar travel. I know Triple Threat travel. That's five cars already.
Hey,
Hey, Lorenzo.
And, the, so and we got King Gia for them trout.
Hey, Lorenzo.
Yeah.
I got a question. You know, if the Grudge get in that lineup, do y'all got somebody to match him too? Because every cut I see, he's trying to get out of Dallas. They want some. Don't nobody seem to think they can sit beside him. So y'all got a cut that can sit beside him?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
Larry, okay. You get your five cards. He got his five. Larry, you get your five.
He on mute.
All right, you Larry just saying any type of card or?
Well, no. Lorenzo gave you his five. You get five that you think will be okay with them cards.
I ain't heard his five. I ain't heard him say nothing.
Oh.
Give me your five again, Lorenzo. And this is hypothetical. Okay. This is not nothing set in stone. This is hypothetical. It's just like a free run, like a little girl.
Okay, we got Chocolate City or the Blueberry Muffin. We got Black Lives Matter. We got Silver Dollar. We got Triple Threat, which is HPL, Trackstar, or either Ali. And then a call you come for the Grudge, we got a call for a call Game Over.
Talking about that green
car
game over?
No, it ain't a green car. It's a 6-day Camaro.
Whoa. If game over, get on 28, we going to do it. I ain't right now. I'm going to fuck on no 315, so stop that shit, Renzo.
He on 28. Be on him this Sunday.
All right, that's cool. We can dance then. Hell, we can dance when we get right.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I ain't fucking with nobody on the 315. That ain't happening.
Larry, what you got, Larry?
I got Scrappy. I get the Grudge. I say Miss Graham. Wait, how many there? Scrappy, the Grudge, Miss Graham.
You got Chino? You got Chino?
Yeah, no, Chino. No, not
ain't got no, ain't got no
Chino. Oh,
not
okay.
Chino.
Got it.
Who else we got?
Well, Chino will run a big car call. We do have a car. Well, they supposed to run this week head up, which is next Friday.
Okay. You got Mr. Jones. You got
Okay.
And you got and you got B and them the bait.
Shit, and you got all three of
Bill cars.
All three of the Camaros.
Shit, we got a car for you too, Shawell.
I'm just being serious.
Milton, I got a good race for Shawell, Renzo?
Yeah, it's good to be right here.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Got Milton or Birdman?
Milton, yeah. You said Milton or Milkman?
Birdman.
Who is Birdman?
Just Steve-O, your mic up, Steve-O.
Hey, I'm trying to go, King B. Okay. We trying to get to the point where ain't nobody exempt around this motherfucker. Motherfucker around here doing like they exempt about some shit.
Hey, and we got
that. Yeah, but this will be my five cars right there. I mean, with the caliber of cars he's talking about, I wouldn't think Bubba car or that 69 Shawell. I think that'd be a little bit too much heat, though.
What you mean a 6-9?
No, he was talking about Bill and Bubba. I mean, Bill and them 69 and Bubba.
Black 69, the white and blue ones, the orange.
I'm talking about the black one. The black one is a go.
Well, you know, Flip
Patrol. Yeah. Okay. The black one is a go.
Hey, King B.
What?
King B. Now I need you. Now what? I need your. Yeah, I need your little slick ass in there. Now, pound all them cars up. How would you pound them up? And don't, and look, I'm going to tell you this here. And don't make it sweet for Black Lives Matter, neither.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ass, dog. Yeah, hold his ass tonight. Look, that's something that can't say nothing. Go to talking, King.
No,
you
ain't
never been this quiet.
No, I can.
Okay, go
no,
ahead.
I can. Okay. Okay. Chocolate City and Miss Graham. We already got SD and Scrappy. That's a good one. I'm gonna do BLM and
debate.
You know what? Fuck it. Fuck it now. Nah. Fuck it. Fuck it. BLM is BLM with the Black 69. That ain't sweet.
Okay, now where you gonna put the grudge at? Didn't he say
grudge,
grudge
or
grudge?
Game over?
Yeah, I said the grudge.
Oh,
hey, game over.
Grudge
and
oh,
game
grudge
over.
And game over.
Game
oh,
over.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. That's
oh, he's
good.
A crankhead. Yeah. Oh, he's a crankhead.
Okay.
Everybody on 28. And Milton, Birdman, and Shawell. Shit, matter of fact, what's that little El Camino that been running? What she is? Didn't you run El Camino or Love or some shit? Shawell from up there where you at? What you run?
You talking about Sebo? He go. Sebo trying to go.
Gee, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Gee, what you mean? We got a north and a south shootout to bring home a trophy or something. You know what I'm saying?
King. Now the question is, with them cars that you that you will say goodbye,
will they go?
Will they be willing to lock in? Is the question.
Hell yeah! I don't see now one of them motherfuckers turn down no race. Now one of them.
Oh, okay.
You see how one of them turning down the race?
Who, me?
You
talking about me?
Shit, K-Dawg, shit, whoever. You too, yeah, whoever. You
oh.
see any of yours on your side turn down the race?
Yep.
Yep.
I've got a question. I mean, not throwing Cat on the bus. Why Cat don't have a race on Saturdays? I think he would get a better car count to be better racing.
What you talking about, Cat? Any given Sunday?
But Cat's a visitor on holiday weekend.
Yeah.
You talking about
that any given Sunday, Lorenzo, or one of his real races?
I'm just, all his races, they
always on Sunday. All the races be on Saturday, unless it's a holiday falling that Monday, and he'll throw it on the Sunday. But if it ain't a holiday, he throws his race on a Saturday.
All the Sims races are on a Sunday, because all the Sims races, the next day is a holiday, every one of his.
He throws two events a year.
They're all on holiday weekend, three-day weekend.
If he throw it on a Sunday, that Monday is everybody off work, like Memorial Day and Labor Day.
Yeah, that's his event. If he throws them the same thing every year, it's always on the Sunday.
Yeah.
So we never have a grudge event on Saturday. The only one that ever does Saturday grudge. That was it.
Okay.
What other drug events do we have on a Saturday? We only have one promoter in Houston.
Okay.
See, Dallas got four or five promoters. Houston got one promoter.
So that's why we don't have events on a Saturday, because we only got one promoter, and he throws his on the holiday weekend.
Oh, okay.
That's true. I mean, we got one promoter in Houston. I mean, that's all we got is one promoter.
Hey, this is Steve-O. Can I say something?
Come on with it.
Hey, man, you know, I was hearing the topic, and I was just thinking, you know, and I got a small car, you know, whatever. They can call it what they want to call it. But this is what I see. Just like King B say, if you go to the track, everybody from Louisiana to Dallas to Houston to San Antonio and all around surrounding areas, everybody know a lot of people with cars. You got guys that's going to race, and you got guys that just ain't going to race. And I don't know what to do to make it. I was sitting here thinking, like, something what he said, a matchup, and just getting somebody to, like, just say, impartial judge and said, match the cars up. Or once that car run, he can't run again, and that's it. And, you know, you bring eight cars and you run them. But I think it's a lot that go into it. Because, like, if the guy hurt his car the weekend before and he can't make it, you know, they'll want to say, well, he punked out or however. But I think most of the problem in Houston I see, I go to the track, I get heckled, I hear guys, you can't run this car, you can't run that car. I like to race my car. I don't care. Loss is a loss. I race like I play dominoes. You're going to get me, you're going to get me. But the thing is, if these guys, there's so many guys that I know that's telling me ain't no races at the track on cars, running cars, and they don't bring them. And when they bring them, they don't race them. They test them all year. I know guys, this guy has been testing for 5 years, and they never run the car. And I think that's the biggest problem in grudge racing is that they stand on that fence heckling, and they so scared to get out there and get heckled. That's just my thing. But like all us over here at Bloodline, we going to do what we do. You're going to get us because we like racing. If you beat me, you beat me. If you don't, you don't. Whatever happen, it's going to go through there. I've been told too many times, don't race that car, don't do this car. It don't make no difference.
Yeah, that's a race stopping.
At the end of the day, it's
a
win or a loss.
Stopping motherfucker.
Yeah. At the end of the day, it's just a win or a loss. The coin going to fall heads or tails. I don't care what two cars. And if you run the cars, 8 times out of 10, it's going to be something happens between the race and the other 2 times. It's going to be 2 cars go through there fast.
Evo, I'm with you on that because the guys with the cars, instead of racing their cars, they too worried about racing everybody else's cars.
They want to be lawyers. They want to be lawyers and all this, but they speak on everything but theirs.
That's right.
I don't let nobody in a car tell me about somebody else's car. If you got a car, you come talk to me. I'll be like, no, I got a car, you got a car. But over here at Bloodline, we do matchups.
And race stop. That's all they do is run around there and race stop it. And they got cars.
Man, yeah,
we try to do matchup. We try to have whatever little cars we got in our little camp. If they running and you run over there on the orange car and you too much for the orange car, we'll say, hey, we'll run you, but we'll run you with that black one. But if you run up on me telling me give you the back tie, I tell you now I ain't gonna give you nothing, but we'll run you with that orange car, heads up. That's what we try to do. And, you know, and then we're working with you. I mean, a lot of people say, well, they don't run for no money. It's like this. We test and battle. So when I'm testing, I'm racing, but I'm going to keep the money down. When my car right, I'll run you for what you want to run for. But I'm going to race my car. That's what I do. I can't expect everybody else to do that. But I'm just saying you need to get on the guys. When these guys start heckling at these tracks, jumping on here, and you know these guys got calls, because it's a lot of calls in Houston. It's a lot of calls in Houston. And most, and 60% of them guys is at the track. 60% of them guys is at the track every weekend. Every weekend, standing out there looking, standing out there counting, clocking calls. I was like, why you clocking? You ain't bringing your car. I don't care, clock it. If you seen what you've seen, don't matter.
A lot of guys got cars, and they don't want to come out and try to work or test a car until race day. you know the event coming up. Come out weekends before.
This, and that's my hey, that's my other thing. Guys say, ooh, that's an event call. That he only run on the event, but he might be tested. This is the thing. Any given Sunday, we got the little thing. You can call somebody out. That's cool. But race day, if it's Alley Cat or whoever race it is, that's game day. That's playoff. That ain't no goddamn test day. Goddamn it, you should have had your shit right, make you a hit, and get on somebody's ass. Run somebody. I wish I was a promoter and I could give a race. I'd be like, you ain't coming in here unless you racing. If you don't race, you're not coming in. Everybody in here got to have a race. I don't give a damn if it's for $50, $20. You going side by side and you calling out somebody. I wish they can line up 50 calls and put both of them on the fence and you get a crew of people that point them motherfuckers out and say, you racing number 8, racing number 7. Y'all look alike. Come on, y'all go. Fuck it. And just make them go. But until that can happen, it's just going to be what it is. You got the ones, an old man told me one time, those that's going to race, them that ain't, you can't make them. Ain't nothing you can do to make them. It's just like anything else in life. A motherfucker going to do it, he going to do it. If he ain't going to do it, he ain't going to do it. They get these calls for mouthpiece to talk and this and that. I get told my car raggedy, it's slow. I even got told it's the slowest thing at HMP. Don't matter to me. Hey, I have a good time. Me and my family go out there. Hell, my biggest supporter is my wife. I decide, I'll be like, damn, man, my car this, that happened, damn. Can't get the bitch out to 60-foot. Motherfuckers calling left and right. I'm trying to race motherfuckers, foot break it, trying to race them, do this, do that. But can't get it to go. So I'm just saying I don't want to hold everybody up because I talk a lot, but the thing is, try to get on some of these guys, because everybody on this phone that I hear, race. I see King B, his car come out new. I watch him Willie, I watch him blow the car, I watch him, but he still ain't trying to run the car 80 times before he get it right. He going to run the car. That's what you should, to me, that's what I do. I want my money's worth. I'm kind of cheap. I'm going to get it out because I know ain't no race car out there ain't going to break. So I'm going to race as much as I can until the motherfucker break. And when it break, I fix it. And when I come back, I come back. You know, so I'm going to go on mute now and then let y'all have that. I just had to say my little piece.
I like that piece. Ain't nothing wrong with that piece. That's what we be looking for on these shows. Everybody want to leave the thing. Bringing four people on the damn show to be talking and shit. So, I mean, shit, where are all the rest of the inputs at? Because I know everybody got input. Everybody thinking something because you listen.
But
if you wasn't,
but
if King you weren't B, thinking something, you wouldn't even be listening.
Do you know some dudes? Yeah, and it's a bunch of them on the phone. Do you know some dudes with some calls? You don't got to call no names that you see at the track all the time looking, betting, and running up on people, charging money, but they don't bring their car. And if the car there, they don't listen. Everybody on this phone knows at least, I bet everybody on this phone knows at least 3 people like that.
Put a name on it, kid. I got to put a name on it.
Nah, man. You know, that caused all kind of other shit.
You're right.
But they should get offended. We all in.
Oh, they going to get offended because that's why they don't race. They talk that noise. They can't. Hey, man.
LC one of them, man.
I'm going to tell you this here.
LC one of them.
Oh, man. He race. He race. I can't take that from me. But my thing is, you got people that just, their whole thing is they just want to heckle. And then you got the hecklers on the side. They paid their $10. Take that heckle. He can call me slow. He can tell me I done lost every race I done ran. But guess what? The only race you will never win is the one you won't run.
Daddy, I was gonna say the one you don't run.
The one you don't run. That's the only way you ain't never got a chance. If you don't play the lottery, I can guarantee you you'll never win that motherfucker.
Hey, what'd you say? Take that hell, huh?
Take it. He paid his $10. Hey, he paid his $10 to lean on that fence. Hey, y'all ain't got no hecklers like Steve-O got hecklers. Oh, I got one. What's his name? Oh, man, what's it? He big black
Mike.
Dude. He be on here.
Mike.
Cheerleader.
Mike Dilley.
Man of the Year. Oh man, that man gonna go from Chino to the dude with the what's his name, DJ, and then if you DJ fuck around and get fucked up by this one, he over there pushing on this car, and he gonna push on that car. That's why I told him when I had me and Troy ran one of the coolest races I ever ran. They called. Boom, 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 boom. Guess what? Two guys that race go down, whatever happened, happened. And guess what Dylan hollered? First thing he hollered, you ain't beat this one. I said, God damn. And I went up there and told him, I hope he lost all his goddamn money. But that's nothing, you know, but the race between me and the man was a good, legitimate, straight-up race. But this son gun... He's so, hey, you know what? Cat Williams said it in one of his shows. He said, let them hate. That's their job. And they make me look at him better because I be about ready to cut him out. I talk loud and I cuss loud. But he said, let them hate. It give me a little peace. He said, that's their job. It's the hate on the motherfucker to give us motivation. So I look at him and I smile, but I give it back to him, though. He know what. But that Dylan's something else, boy. Hey, same son gun bet on me as the same son gun. Car make two good passes, knock out a couple of people. He come talking about, hey, man, I got some money on you. No, don't put no money on me and don't push my car. I hit the brakes. If you push this car, I'm going to ride the brakes on this car. Let him push it one inch. Ask him, I done did it before. Get behind. You be against me and you get behind my car like you on my team pushing that car, and I look up, I'm going to slam on brakes, tell that nigga get his hands off my car. Oh, I'm sorry about that. But, hey, man, y'all want, you ever see what's got? You want your player hater of the year? You want your grudge racer hater of the year? Goddamn Dylan. I'll announce him grudge racer hater of the year. Y'all need a trophy with a hey, 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 hey or you got fucked up by this one, and you'll tell me actual facts and what happened, and you'll give me pop when I get a little pop. But this one here, oh, and all I'm going to say is this. I don't call no man out his thing, but what gets in his feelings all the time? You can't say nothing without him jumping the wrong round. They getting their feelings. So I'm going to get off of him. I'm going to leave him alone. He going to come running up on me telling me this and that when I see him. And all I'm going to do is, as I can say, like my father-in-law, I can double-clutch the motherfuckers. So he know how I give back to him. And this is all just grudge talk. Ain't no personal. As a black, as a man, I respect the man as a man, but as a grudge racer, he ain't shit. I told him one time, go by. I told him, whatever car he drove there, I don't care if it was a Honda, four-cylinder, I will go get a car, match his car, get in it, get his ass on that track, and I will race him. Well, I don't give a fuck if it's a 95 stock pickup truck. I will go get one just like him. Get your ass in that beam, and let's go. Now, I'll run him with anything he got. I don't care what it is. If he get on a motorcycle, I don't even ride motorcycles. I learn how to kick the motherfucking gear. I'll run his ass. But I just want to see him sit behind that beam one time when you calling people scary and scared. I want to see what it feel like when you on the other side. Because I told people, on this side of the fence is one game. The other side of the fence is another game. Because when you sit in that car and shut that door, that's your money. Your life, your job on the line, stuff, you can get hurt, and people be thinking, oh, he going to lose, he's scared to lose. Man, that ain't about to lose. Hell, this motherfucker go boom, this is a gig in my pocket deep on some car shit. This ain't no money making. All us got cars, we know that's a hole in the ground. It ain't no money making thing. You know, if you going to make them, it's like the other game. Don't own one.
One thing about it now, one thing I can say, you're crazy ass, you don't race a motherfucker for $100, maybe $50, $20.
But this the thing. That's when I'm testing, but I done raced them for 2,500, and I done raced them for 2,000. I just don't put it out there.
I mean, I done seen that too, but I'm just saying, if you testing them all, you get up there for $100. Cause
yeah.
Shit, that'll buy you some
and
gas.
And give people something to look at. Take my, hey, what's the difference in a $100 ass whooping and a $2,000 ass whooping if you got the money?
You got your ass whooping.
It
don't matter.
There ain't no difference. You just got an ass whooping. Because ain't nobody going to remember how much you lost, but they going to remember that ass whooping.
Yeah.
You can.
But
and the thing I like about Grudge.
Hey, you lost 100 versus 2,000. Shit, so you still got 19 more hundred to keep.
Yeah, but guess what? Sometimes it's the, you know, people telling you, you ain't never got by this when he fucked you up. Yeah, well, okay. Hell, I done lost to Jeffrey 3 times. I don't think he can outrun me, but I done lost to him 3 times. Yeah, it just fell that way, and I'll race him again. You know, so, but man, you know, it's all in the grudge game. So, ain't no nothing personal from me. But if you can't take it that way, that's your business. I don't care how you take it. But, yes, I enjoy the show. I listen a lot. But y'all was on a topic that I just kind of wanted to chime in on a little bit. So, you know, I'm going to get off and back up a little bit because I'm going to let somebody else talk. Because me, I'm long-winded.
There go King with that bullshit. You better not let him, Jody. Better not let him. He's on with it. Now let him hit you back.
Hey, boy, Dylan. Hey, I'm glad Michael Dylan. I'm glad Dylan ain't on the phone. Like, boy, he's been going at Steve-O's ass tonight.
Hey, and he know he welcome. I got something for his ass. He know I'll speak the truth on him. He don't come over here, I tell it on his ass. I told him at the race. I told him to his face. I told him, don't be hollering about going get no car. They say, okay, Dre, this is a prime example. When you talk about Bushnell, I hear you all the time say, lock in, I'll lock you 500. Dylan told me after I run Troy, you won't run Jeffrey. I say, I'll run Jeffrey, lock me right now, $200. He say, I need to go talk to Jeffrey. I say, well, if you need to go talk to Jeffrey, you don't need to be speaking to me about his car. Lock $200 and go get Jeffrey. And I say, other than that, I'm talking to somebody that just want to see a race. Quit talking to me like you can call some shots. That was my point. If you put the $200 and go back there and tell Jeffrey, I don't give a damn, you paying $500 to race me. You put the $200 up. If you say, if my brother or somebody say, come back and say, Steve-O, I told them $200, we going to run Jeffrey. Guess what? We running Jeffrey. If I wanted to or not, we running it. But that's what my point with Dylan was, you can't call no shot. You just out here talking shit. And I told him that to his face. You out here getting loud for the crowd. So that ain't no bullshit. That's facts there. And he know it. I told him. And guess what he do? He ain't hit that pocket. He pulled them little hundreds out. I say, 200 ain't nothing to you. Pull it out, come on. And go back there and get it. My car back there waiting. I'm waiting right here. As soon as you say, yeah, I'm going to get on his ass.
Hey,
yo.
Hey.
What's going on, Will?
What's up? Who this?
Hey, K-Dow, let me ask you a question.
I'm listening.
How you going to be a GP, man, for a truck you lost against on Sunday?
Well, it don't really matter. I'm gonna take that gamble personally. I'm gonna promote it away. I ain't gonna buy the name.
Yeah.
Now, if they want another DP, man, that's fine with me.
Okay, that's just a question
I had. Yeah, now if they want another DP, man, that's fine. I don't have them. It's never personal when I gamble. I just like to have fun.
Yeah. Okay.
But both of them, both of those guys who had the who raced him, Mr. Charles, is the man that I gambled against Sunday, and he called me and told me to ask me to DP his race. So evidently, he didn't have a problem with it. So I don't know if anybody else should.
Yeah,
I got another
question. I asked him who he is again because you asked him, he went around that question.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I answered the question.
Cool, man. That's cool, man, K
I got a question. I want to ask the racers. Why is the turbo cars won't run each other, but they always want to get in a shootout with the nitrous cars?
Before they start, I got a turbo cars in my camp. Flacco don't give a damn if he's nitrous or turbo. He don't care about none of that.
You can have turbo cars. I'll try to put together turbo on the shootout. They will not get in and run. But if you put some nitrous cars in there, they're going to come crazy to want to get in.
Hello,
everybody.
Stop the pressure, goddamn.
No,
Mike,
we gone.
Yeah, we gone, Mike. Mike, we gone. We
got something to talk about. Hold on. Let me say something. I'm going to get back in the bushes. I want to talk to this Yakima motherfucker that lost to that red truck Sunday. You scary motherfucker.
Hey, you gonna
press the brakes a little bit, Mike.
Hold on.
Mike, you gonna press the brakes, Mike.
Hold on, let me ask you a question. Yeah, Sunday, did the red truck run Tree Man, or did he run the pain-free Steve-O?
Yeah, he ran me. But ask the red truck. I bet the red truck got more respect from it than you do, looking.
What's up, pain-free? Why you switching my name? I ain't said nothing about you, Steve-O.
You bumping me all the time, Mike. Every time I run, you bumping me. I just said something on the phone.
Steve-O, you Jeffrey's personal butler, so you need to be quiet, boy.
Say, man, this is the thing. Ask Mike, who was the first person he drove up to when he drove into the truck?
Up there put his foot in your scare ass.
Hey, you say what?
I tried to beg Jeffy to take the Tylenol and run up there and get up in your ass with your scary ass.
But did he come?
A fire.
Did he come?
Even after the goddamn light.
Did he come?
You know.
But like I told you, do you want to lock in me and you? What kind of car you got?
Man.
You got a Honda?
Hold on,
man. I'm scared,
man.
But do you got a Honda?
Truck?
I'll race you in whatever you want to race in.
When you race Trouble Troy, goddamn, spin the tires, pull over to the side. Somebody had to rub your car and tap the door there. You could take off.
But did he beat me? Like you say, I did with the truck. Because it was the same reason the truck won.
Did the truck beat you? Did Detroit beat me?
It was the same reason
the truck beat me.
Hold
on. Did the truck beat you? And every time you done ran Jeffrey twice, what's your record against Jeffrey? 0-2?
I told him, man, I'm the scary one, remember?
No, I said, why don't you run him at K-Dog Race? That's what I said, man.
Didn't you see my car pop against the truck while the truck lost? I lost the cylinder head. It won't be fixed for then.
There you go with that bullshit. They sell them. If you can buy
one. Okay, and you ain't never bought a car. And you ain't never owned a car.
So don't tell me nobody that don't spend no money on no car.
Tell me nothing about what a car costs and what I can buy. Nigga, you ain't never. My car costs more than that ragged ass black car you drove to the track.
Hey,
if you ain't in your work truck, you ain't in shit.
Can you answer one question, you much mob motherfucker?
I hear you.
Mike, why you hate so much, Mike?
That's what I told you. He king. That's king hater of the North. That's King Hater of the North.
Hey, in my
he ain't did nothing to him. Ask him what all around what did to him.
Steve-O, hold on, JP, have I been on this talk show tonight? No, I haven't. So Steve-O bought my name up, so how the hell I'm hating? Y'all facts here, you motherfucking undercover ass FBI motherfuckers.
Who you talking to?
Give me your email. I'm gonna send you a goddamn application. Cause I know you wanna join. I was not on this show. Somebody called me and told me that you was on here talking about me.
hold on, wait a minute. You
so
the head leader.
Whoever said I'm hating, goddamn, stick your finger in your ass and turn around on it.
Hey, well, I tell you what, I bet you can't get near one of your homeboys to get back up there with me.
I told you I want all your money. I ain't through yet. Shut up, boy.
Hey,
I ain't through yet.
No, I guarantee you can't get one of your
homeboys. You ain't talking to me.
One thing about it, Steve, if I got something to say to you,
you ain't even talking to me. That ain't me. Hey, fool, that ain't me.
I'm going to tell JB. Steve,
you know who it is.
What you do? Go online tomorrow, Briggs and Stratton, sell them fucking motors like you got. You can buy one and be ready for K-Dog.
I bet you can't buy one. Nah, evidently you can't buy one. You ain't got nails. I bet y'all can run anything Mike Dillon sit in.
I'll give you the first dollar.
I bet y'all can run anything you can buy. I run anything you can buy. Hit your pockets. You don't know who you're fucking with. Hit your pockets. I bet y'all can run anything you get in. Yeah, get in your pockets. Don't get in your homeboy pockets and your fans' pockets. Get in your pockets.
I got in your pockets.
And I got in yours. So my homeboy, I sent that $200 to him to get it out your pocket.
I got in your pocket, sucker. You mad about that?
I ain't never gave you no money. Only money you got out of my pocket, if you want me to tell the truth, I ain't going there. But I tell you what happened when you got some money out of my pocket, you had to give it back.
I did?
That's what I'm talking about.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to leave that alone.
So you know what I'm talking about. You can go wherever you want to. I'm gonna say this: one thing about it, Dylan, this is what's gonna happen.
I'm gonna let these people have a show, but one thing gonna happen. I'm gonna be on that side of the fence racing, and you're gonna be on the other side of the fence with your bump arms trying to cheer and hate everybody on. That's all gonna happen.
Talking to this motherfucker here
is like chucking cups of water in the ocean. He ain't gonna see no difference. He gonna keep hating. You might as well try to fill the duck thing with a cup of water. Hey, that's not where I'm going. I ain't talking to him no more. It ain't no use. It's no, hey man, hey, with 53 years of age, I found out if there's no results from my actions, ain't no use for me to do it. Dylan, I'm through. You can talk your ass off. I'm through because you can't do nothing with me.
Hang up the phone, punk. Keep my
now, why I got to be a punk? Why I got to be a punk? Why I got to be a punk? I took it back, too. You said a nigga 2-3 times. But, hey, I don't disrespect no man. Well, call me what you want. But if you try to make me one, that's going to be your problem.
Now, you are one. I can't make you none that you was born with.
Yeah, well, come on over here and get your phone and see what happens. Hey, I'll tell you what. Try to do what you say and I am. See what happens.
Keep my name.
Hey, cups of water in the gulf, dog. I'm going to tell y'all, this is a lesson learned. Don't argue with a motherfucker that you can't get no results from. What me and Billy going to end up? He's going to be on that side of the fence. I'm going to be on the other side of the fence. And he's going to be doing just what he's doing. And I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to let him pay $10 to come in there and watch me and hate all he wants. That's his $10. He get his money worth. I'm going to let him do that. You good, brother? The phone is free, so you can talk your ass off. Hey, man, I appreciate the show, but I'm going on mute, and I got to go eat me some dinner, so I'm going to need him to cackle to y'all. All right? Peace. Hey, BJ, I appreciate everything. Thank you, brother.
Hang up the phone. Oh, kill him. Hang up the phone, bro. You can't keep Dylan's name out your mouth, sissy.
Hey,
Mike. Get on your ass every time you call. Mike, he got dead on your ass, Mike.
Hey, drop the mic. Hey, drop the mic and left the goddamn room.
Hey, walk out. I told him to leave me alone. I told him to pass.
That motherfucker say the title of this motherfucker is like drinking water in the ocean. Ain't no result.
Mike pulled up in his truck and jumped out. He's standing on his pocket.
He said, you know what? If I give you this 20, don't never fuck with me again in life, because you'll never. And they say, bet, get my money. And he gave you, okay, I bought a nigga for $20. He say, I don't want to risk my life having to pay $2,500 over $20. So if you put your hand in my face, I'm going to do something to you.
Oh yeah. I like Steve-O. Steve-O, you got to call to the morning show. We be hitting you over some of that good shit.
Hey man, that Ocean motherfucker was a bad motherfucker. That boy.
Nah, for real. That bad. I'm sorry. That
was bad motherfucker. I couldn't even came up with no shit like that. That was a bad motherfucker, that boy.
Oh, shit.
Hey,
I didn't call it though. I swear to God, cause I didn't know that man. I didn't know.
Man, somebody called him on the phone. It wasn't Drake. It was either Larry or motherfucking that nigga tied with.
It wasn't one of them. I opened up a mic. He on the Dallas.
Yeah. Hey, Shywell, I need my money then, motherfucker, because I you heard him say he opened up a mic, and my mic was already open, so let me holler.
We had a break clause in that.
All right, I'm going to break your life skin out.
Hey, man, I know who called it, goddammit.
Who is that?
That's the DJ. Yeah. Yeah, that's Joe
DJ.
Yeah,
I called Dylan.
Hey, you got the man Peter roll, man. We blame it on the DJ.
Hey, how you gonna bring your man in a fight like that, man?
That motherfucker got elbowed like a motherfucker. Boom!
I thought they were homeboys.
No, they cool.
Oh,
no,
man.
They ain't either.
Hey, that nigga say the money you did get from it, you had to give it back. I ain't gonna go there.
I told Dylan, they playing your favorite tune on here.
You got that man set on his pocket.
He said, give me the mic. I said, all right, hold on.
Hey, I bet he
hated ass for that microphone, boy. Cause it was bad,
I bet the $5 he hated he got that motherfucking microphone open.
I'm trying to call him back.
Fred, man, no lie. Mike came in swinging hard now. He came in swinging. He just said,
"Sure, well, he got popped on the chin, though. The nigga got popped on the chin."
I say, Mike,
think I was pretty good. The landing was just a little rough.
Hey,
Larry, he forgot to drop the landing gear, man. He came down on his stomach.
Well, that's cool.
Hey, that when he found out that broomstick was real.
Hey,
my bag. I'm just trying to keep the show going.
Hey,
you show
going. I'm talking about Hey, Larry, I'm talking about the big broom stick. You know the one got the one you do the put with the push broom. You know that motherfucker.
Hey, boy, y'all set that man up for a goddamn onslaught.
Boy, that's cold.
Hey, old boy, say Mike won't even answer his call no more. I wouldn't answer your call no more either. You got me. You got tore up.
Hey, Larry, that man calling Mike Duncan ain't hit me and walked in the ring, got an ass full. Hey, your man, talk to me right now.
Nigga say he wanted the mic, so shit, you gotta give a nigga the mic. Yeah.
The man said he didn't disrespect no man, but Mike said to him, yeah, you a punk. Uh-oh, that nigga say it's gonna be a problem if you come get you some.
Hey.
God, man.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this here, though. Mike better not go over that set tripping, man, because he will get set down by Steve-O.
No, Steve-O is something, nigga. He's going to put that blade on the way.
Steve-O's going to put that blade on.
Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. Who said something about a Deacon shirt? What'd they say?
I said Mike gonna go over there with his shirt say DJ Racing on there. You know he ain't going over there with our one of the crew shirts on there.
Oh, he won't go over there with that because see, he got one that say Tino, he got one that say DJ, and then he got one that say Lottie Dottie anybody. God damn. He's white, hey. White the blacks and Chinese.
Well, you know Lottie Dottie, them white boys ain't gonna fight. Shit.
Oh, man.
Hey, you know what Lottie Dottie said? They don't even travel around with their car for them because they don't be helping them motherfucker reap, you know, some of the bill on the car, so they don't travel with their car. They go from here to Dallas and that's it.
I gotta put Mike on the back line tomorrow. I think he told me I was a fuck boy.
Yeah, he called you FBI, Nick. He sure did.
Yeah. He said, I know who
this
is.
Call Mike, see if you
can say, hey, call Mike, see if
you can
get
it.
Who?
Nah,
Mike did.
Leave
Mike alone.
He got knocked out and got holding the wounds out. He got his head hurting right now.
Hey, while Mike on the ground, I'm trying to go in his pockets right now. Mike called me, I too, so I'm going to pat his pockets while he's on the ground right now.
Boy, that envelope is empty right now, Shywell. That envelope probably empty right now. You know that envelope?
That nigga Shaq will say he trying to go in his pocket while he down.
Hey, I wasn't going to give him this
stuff
back, man.
Hey, hold up. Let me tell y'all a little old story that happened a couple of years ago. Boy, when he was down there and he was there and Tino ran that Pedro dude and goddamn Mike put all his money up and Tino went red, I'd be goddamn Mike was ready to kill every motherfucker out there, including me.
What?
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, wasn't that motherfucker ready for when Mike didn't lost all that money fucking with Tino and Pedro?
I thought they
called
that bet off.
How in the hell they
called
that?
We better stay wild.
No, they called me and said they called that race off. Then y'all else.
Man, they betted $10,000.
We ended up betting KY nil.
Say, Larry, you was right there. Larry, you was right there, Larry. Didn't that motherfucker want to kill me and everybody else that was out there because they was dancing right there?
Yeah, we ended up at KY and them. We got off the bed with what's calling them, dude? KY and them came down there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what we had betted.
No, but he still ran for 10,000. He ran Pedro for 10.
Yeah, I'm saying
that.
I was on the bench with
them.
I didn't know they still had another race.
Well, no, they didn't call shit off. Tino still ran them for the 10. And then Pedro said they got 20.
No, Drum said we had a bet on the side, a big bet that they called off, but then they went and betted
the
back of somebody else. I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I don't know nothing about that. I know Tino never lost a dime. And then the man told Tino to get back up after 20. And Tino like, that little motherfucker fast, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Hey, yeah, that mama got faster and faster every time he went down.
Hey, but somebody said your best chance is to catch him on his first pass, because after that, he going to get faster and faster.
That's what he do.
I mean, motherfucker was smoking, too, bro. That's what, for me, on that track was a motherfucker.
I seen he ran out of Eric Life.
Eric, who?
Oh, yeah.
Eric,
that was the same night.
No, that Mustang.
Oh, Eric. Oh, you
that
talking about
night.
Eric. Oh, yeah.
Eric
Stubbs. Eric Stubbs ain't got shit for that. Iceman got, now Iceman and Pedro probably would have been a good one. Ooh, shit, I ain't never seen my boy Mike Dillon get shut down like that. I'm gonna have to talk to him tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He got made a punk. Right. Damn, he killed
that
punk. Hey, he called that man a punk, and that man made him a motherfucking punk.
Hey, they had a regular conversation when he said punk. He was like, "What you say?"
He said, "Hey, I don't disrespect no man." Mike said, "You is a punk." Uh-oh.
Damn. I got to talk to Mike, man. Tell him to calm his attitude down, man. He got a bad attitude.
Hey, who was had a question before Mike came on? Did somebody have a question about something? He forgot all about it. He must
have
still on my
thing. He came on high about let him have the flow.
Let him be messed up for what he did.
Just don't get tired.
Huh? Yeah.
It was an individual on the phone told me one time, just don't get tired. Hey, Shawell, you heard that man say that. That was the motherfucker that told me that shit.
Where you
going
to tell you
about? We're going to apologize to my big homie. And it's all good, bro.
If a nigga wanna get straight with me, he get down on his knees and shake my hand.
All right, Jay, that's over. I'm just saying, man, you reaching out to my partner in a desperate need.
Reaching out to me, individual, man. I ain't got to not reach out to him, man. What the hell? Shit, if anything, the man need to be reaching out to me.
So what did we learn tonight
with that stuff y'all was talking about last, you know, King? What did we learn tonight? What did we get out of it?
Man, I ain't really get too much of nothing out of it.
We got a 5-on-5, man.
Man, let's get that 5-on-5 on, then. I don't think my 5 had no problem. I can bet on that one.
Uh-oh.
My 5 I pick, I don't think they had no problem.
Okay.
Dean, where you at? Or did he disappear on me?
He might be in Dallas. he showed with the Dallas tonight, didn't he?
Yeah, he gone.
K-Dawg, I was going to tell you, man, your boy went to Dallas on you tonight, though, K-Dawg.
Yeah, he ain't do nothing wrong.
And he jumped smooth in the car with him, too. And ride. Let's ride. Okay.
Lorenzo put him in that first team.
Hey, I'm saying,
it don't matter, dog. He got in the car, dog.
Dog, he got in the car with him.
I'm trying to figure out where you motherfuckers think I'm from the get-go. That's all I'm trying to figure out.
Man, you always with me. You from H-Town. Don't get it twisted.
Hey, man. Fuck you.
Where'd that come from? Where did that come from?
Well, because I ain't going to lie to you. That what happened. Y'all put me under the gun.
You didn't have to get in the car, King. Hey, you could have
well,
did like,
get
old
the
old
car.
Boy, no, hold on. Listen, King, you could have did like old boy on that movie. Hey, yo, dog, let me out. You could have got out.
Let me out.
You had a chance to get out, bro. You stayed in.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. See, but y'all put me under the gun. I ain't gonna lie to you, so y'all wasn't saying. And then really, Tatal put that fucking key in my back. Tatal did it too.
Yeah, motherfucker. And don't try to make it sour for motherfucking BLM. Hey, King, you know your comeback should have been right there? You just should have said, say, dog, I can't sit beside now one of them, so I'm going to ride with y'all. We respect that.
No.
No, man.
Dog, why you say that, dog?
No, not even I going to agree with you. If he said that, I'd have been through with him.
Hey, he got to get slugs now, dog. He on that other side, man. He ain't got no more
clothes
over here no more.
Nah, I respect you when he died, but if he'd have said that, I'd have been through with him.
Yeah, straight up.
My
boy said he
laid
down.
Yeah, I've been through with him.
I would say some bullshit like that. Come on, King. King, come on, King.
Yeah,
King,
yeah.
Gone, man.
You can't be trusted, man. You still your own city. No, sir.
You gonna have all these folks around here talking about, he ain't no motherfucking Oak Cliff America no more. Nah, I ain't none of that.
What the world, y'all? Man, you ain't off that Hampton, off that Redbird Lane.
Oh, man, here this man goes right here. It's crazy.
We your chicken.
I grew up eating that weird chicken right there on the corner, man. You better stop playing.
Lemon pepper.
Oh, yeah?
Lemon pepper.
They ain't got no lemon pepper. They got straight chicken.
Ain't no hot mile, none of that shit. It's straight chicken.
They got one deal. Just straight chicken. You want some chicken? We got it.
Yeah. They ain't got no fish. Hey, ain't got number one roll. That's all you got. They ain't got no bread or nothing. Straight up, that's all you get. Roll. Regular
roll. The more hard roll, the more hard one.
Yeah, the regular roll. That's it.
Yeah.
It ain't no wine. It ain't no nothing. That was just roll.
That old church roll. The church had them old dead ass rolls. Nobody wanted them. He threw that shit away. Yeah, one more rolls up.
Yeah. Hey, that bitch ain't even got no. Listen, that bitch ain't even got no butt on it. That's how bad this is rolled. Just dry. Yeah.
Nigga, put that bitch in like chicken for him, that motherfucker.
Man, we used to go to that. Hey, boy, in the '90s, I used to give me,
I don't give two people. I don't give two people a dollar for change, man. You can 50 cent drum. Drumstick and what it was.
Mm-hmm.
A drum. Shit. What's up? That's what
yeah, man. We'll try to get it together and see what's what, man. Who was that man say I bet on the man? I need to know who that is. Who that was? Who we say he was? The tune, man. Who is that? The tune. I need to find out who that is.
Man, you know, as an old boy with the big old beard, man, be at the track.
Be with
got his hat flipped up.
That's my boy. That's my boy.
Yeah, I
always
got a head with the
beard
flipped up. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, cause on, man, they cause on, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't know that's my boy. All right. I did go against the love this weekend. They was calling my boy Troy. But they mean you're not gambling shit. It ain't nothing personal. I'm just gambling. Really giving myself.
Yeah.
I really was doing all that just to make sure I didn't drive away to Houston for nothing. So shit. I'm going to gamble with something.
Like to go Astro, don't put it in the bag tonight.
Oh, Astro, well, you know, if Astro wins, Magic Max, he's going to break me off. So I talked to him today.
They up 7-2. Bottom of the step.
Yeah, Magic Max, they hit with that 36 million. We got him. I'm going to go on, pull for the Astros. Go Astros.
Hey, if they win, all I can say is better get up there to the store with our truck and get what we want.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, dog, you got that launch for me?
Boy, look here. I didn't want to go
hey,
over to your paper.
I'm a paying customer, bro. I'm a paying customer. That's all I
that.
Ask you for.
Let me
I ain't
you
need
that.
No feedback.
Let me tell you
something,
man.
What, don't have that.
Okay. I tell you what. We'll fight for it. I ain't no problem with it. We'll fight for it.
All right. Them big boys with them big boots going to be carrying you up out of your own thing.
Hey, King, what I told you today about what I said today. Involved in big boots, they gonna put foot to ass if you act crazy.
Foot to ass, yeah. Foot to ass.
Hey, but you, you talking about fighting me, dog? Them people gonna cut them boots gonna
no,
cut
no,
me
no.
shooting.
Hey, look, actually, Larry, we had a problem like that before. Me and one of them, I said, man, I'll pay your salary tonight. Oh, you don't pay me. I said, man, I'll pay your salary. Oh, at the end of the night, I was right there at the gate. Here you go, buddy. I told you I pay you salary.
Hey, dog, you ain't cut a check a little bit?
No, I'm from because he took care of his business, but he didn't know the gun was loaded. I let him make sure that I was in. I know I can't lose. I can't lose. He remember that.
Hey, dog. Hey, you know what I would have did? Hey, man, you know what? How long you been here? Hey, your service too, man. I'm gonna pay you for what you is. Go ahead and get a pay.
No. I ain't gonna be that strong with it.
Hey, but tag me in, dog. Let me say it, dog. Let me go ahead and get him. Check it.
No.
Hey, come on. Come on.
I told you what we're gonna do. If you get crazy, you come in there trying to fight me with your big wide ass thing, and I'm gonna let you get in anything besides a 1X or a 2X, you're losing your mind. Number one. Number two. We racing, we not modeling. Number three, ain't no sense. You try to squeeze your big sweat ass in a large shirt.
Hey,
ain't no sense in.
Dog.
You trying to bust out the shirt.
Hey, dog, I've been working out, dog. I'm losing weight.
Man, give
this
money.
Yeah, you lost all that weight. You ain't working out. You smoking out. Shit. Yeah, man.
I'm about to
carry
up.
It'd be your own
partners,
huh?
Yeah. How about them cowboys? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but it's going to be foot to ass now. I don't remember that. Yeah, I remember those words.
Foot to ass.
Hey, I'm going to just be looking.
Okay. Say, I didn't warn you.
I tell you what, I bet not see you walking around there sweating like a dog. Let me see that whole back of your t-shirt red. Watch what I do to you.
Oh, no, no. I'm having a hoodie on. You look chill out there. What kind of hoodie are you going to have?
Oh, you selling hoodies too, bro?
No, let me handle that.
What kind of hoodie are you going to have on? I'm going to have a Nike hoodie.
You ain't going to have no fucking hoodie on. I get down with your goddamn
ass. King. What the hell?
Hey.
King, they got some hell at the deal. They were special orders, though, man. You're going to see a few of them now.
King, put the ass on. I just want to
know. No, wait a minute. Whoa, flag on the plate. Is this motherfucker just telling me special order on the hoodie?
No, I didn't order the hoodie, King. You know, I'm going to be straight up with you. I didn't order no hoodies, man. I'm telling you, I didn't order.
JP, you about to get him fucked up, JP. Put the ass. You about to get him fucked up.
No, I didn't order nothing. This stuff so backed up. I barely got the shirts in time. I didn't order no hoodies, though. I did. I ain't going to lie about it. I might call tomorrow and see if I can slide them in, but I didn't officially order none.
Hey, I told that man to get some hoodies.
Say, dog, you know damn well them hoodies would have sold, bro. You tripping.
I told him to get them. Listen to me.
Larry, you can't talk to a man that wear a helmet backwards, bro.
Really, Dante? Dante, really? You serious, Dante?
Hey. Hey, but Dante be in the car with that goddamn open face helmet on.
That's what I'm saying. Looking like Willie Dog, little boy.
Looking like Willie Dog.
Hey. Wow. Damn, dog. I ain't got a comeback for that one.
He got a whole football helmet on without the shield on the front of it.
He got one of them punter face man with what he got the Doug Beat, you know, with the one ball going
across. The T-bone helmet.
Yeah.
With the one ball going down the middle.
Suicide. Yeah. I call him suicide.
Nobody wanted them helmets, man. That was them T-bone helmets.
Oh, man. Hey, good show tonight, fellas. You guys, we're going to get up out of here. Let's do it again next week, shit.
Yeah. And we want to send this out to Houdini, Grandmaster D, Jahlil in Ecstasy. Yeah, cause they was dropping that funk a long time ago, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, 94 fool.
I come from PA, PA, and I keep yelling it, but y'all don't hear me though. On the cool, I'm trying to tell it, be the place where I've been laying low. Lampin' in my hometown, ain't nobody tripping, so I get to keep my chrome down. And I be dipping around the spots where the players pass with us. Service is the fiends, and they calling me Mr. Big Bun. Snatching dollars out your hand, everybody understand that I gotta be the man. Damn, but I don't sweat it, fool, I come from where the best ride. Ain't no funk jumping off like it jump off on that west side. PA baby, a little town with big clout. We're out of town, play your haters, get that cat in their mouth. But we ain't tripping fast, that dipping, it's gonna be alright. Soon as I get fried tonight, yeah boy, I got your fool, but fool, I'm breaking knees. Full of dawn, carry on, amp water for the D.
Just be like that sometimes.
with that damn drink. But every time I dick with my homie Big Mike, we go and get a bottle.